Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hello.
It's my girl.
Hello!
Hello, everybody. Best of Don and Mike, your old buddy Rob Spiewak, Simon with you, playing the tape. Good show for you today. A couple interviews, some disc jockeys from Bakersfield, and we even get to meet Buzz's mom. So let's not delay. Let's get started. Turns out, all of our wives are violently insane. Yes, Don, me, even Buzz, it turns out, as we discuss the Violently Insane Wives Club on the Best of Don and Mike.
The new Cosmopolitan magazine is out. Love it. Count.
You read Cosmo constantly, don't you?
Guilty. Subscriber, guilty.
Right.
Because, of course, I'm always trying to find new ways to please my wife.
That's what keeps your marriage young.
My violently insane wife. And last night, incidentally, I don't know if you were in the Northern Virginia area, there was a meeting of the VICs of Washington, D.C., the violently insane, VIWs.
Right.
The violently insane wives had a meeting last night. And
that occasionally can be the VICs, can it?
Yeah.
Not in my experience.
Ah, right. Very good, Rob.
All I know is that in the Fairfax County area, from 8 till 10, lights dimmed from all the talking going on.
That was it.
And I know that it was an absolute 100% attendance.
Hmm.
All of the violently insane wives in the metro area attended last night. They went out to a wonderful restaurant, and Frida said that she and Carrie had a great time, and they were the only wives there.
Very good.
It was a meeting of the violently insane wives.
So only two of them really in the metro area.
Well, the only two that Rob and I know of.
Right.
It would be my wife and his wife.
Right. Your wife's not included in that?
Apparently not, but maybe an oversight.
I mean, Buzz, don't take offense at that.
Oh, I don't.
And I don't know how to put this because, you know, I like Marcia. Uh-huh. Unlike you, I like Marcia.
Oh, no.
Oh,
stop that.
My God.
Buzz, I kid because I love
you. Yes.
No, what I mean is, I'm more familiar with Carrie.
Right.
I feel... Yes, Rob.
Really?
Yes, you forget the days at the pool.
That's interesting.
Like, really? I've been out there and seen your wife in her bathing suit having a beer at 12 noon out of the pool.
Yeah.
You know, and the apple doesn't fall far from the tree with a Spiewak. When I come home and Rob and Carrie over there, Carrie's over with the kids in the pool, and it's noon on a weekday, and Carrie's just going to the refrigerator getting her beer.
There you go.
That now I know why you married Rob.
I like that. I like a wife and mother that drinks.
Me too. I'm very fond of...
That's very good.
I'm fond of all of them, and I'm very fond of Marcia, and I think that Marcia might be offended if I put her in the violently insane...
Marcia's pretty
steady. I'll ask her.
Marcia is a pretty steady lady.
Yeah, I don't think it would shake her, but I'll ask her. Find out.
Well, you know, I mean, Carrie, I know...
Go ask her. If she throws something at you, you'll know she is.
There you go. There's your answer.
I know that Carrie... Well, she's married to Rob, so she already knows she's in the violently insane wives club.
Yes. Right.
And, you know, my wife is violently insane.
Mine wasn't. I just thought I'd throw that in. Thank you.
But, you know, your wife, Buzz, is
Oh, excuse me, let me rephrase that. Mine weren't. Plural. Thank you.
Anyway, why don't you call her right now? I mean, you don't have to put her on the air.
All right.
Call her, pick up your phone,
okay.
Call her.
Right.
No, not you, Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was talking to Buzz.
Oh, all right.
And who would you have called, Billy or Laura?
Laura.
Laura.
I wouldn't know Billy's phone number. I wouldn't know she's in the country. I wouldn't.
I know you wouldn't.
I really would have. No, Rob? I wouldn't.
I don't think Mike's first wife, Billy, is gone.
No, I don't think so. I think...
Hello, Marcia? Hi, it's Buzz calling. You're not on the air.
She's in the nick of time.
But I am, and I've been asked to ask you if you would be offended. There's apparently a club called the Violently Insane Wives Club. That's VIW for Violently Insane Wives Club.
And there's only two members, right?
Apparently,
now.
They had a meeting last night. There, as far as we know at this point, only two members. It'd be Carrie and Frida, according to Don and Rob, anyway. And Don didn't know whether you should be included in that or not. So I'm calling to ask you if you'd be offended if you were a member of the Violently Insane Wives Club.
See, Buzz is talking to his wife right now on the telephone.
Hello?
No, come on.
Oh, dear.
She didn't hang up, Buzz. She's not like
you. Yeah, well, she likes the other members, and so you don't... doesn't consider herself violently insane.
See?
So perhaps not
that's
a member.
That's why I did not put her down as a member.
And that's why Don says he didn't include you in the club. So we were just checking to see whether you should or shouldn't be included.
Make sure she knows that, Buzz. Make sure that that's clear to her.
Yeah.
That I didn't include her. Not as a slight.
Don wants
because
you to know.
I don't think she's violently insane.
He wants to make it clear.
Like my wife or Rob's wife.
He just doesn't think of you as violently insane as he does with Frida and Carol.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
Will you give her my best, please?
He truly appreciates your confidence. And by the way, Marcia, Mike O'Mara sends his very best.
Thank you.
And she says, okay.
And now my hotline is ringing. Hold on, because this may
she
be my...
it back with a big
it might, yes, it may, maybe my VIW calling in. Hello?
Good. I'll talk to you later.
No, it's not your whatever that is.
Oh, here he is, the man I'll be spending the weekend with. What's happening?
My cell phone said you missed a call, and I couldn't tell if you were in break because my fuse is still out.
Oh, the fuse in your car. Okay. Well, do you need to talk to me privately?
No, you called me.
Yeah, right. No, I called you about the weekend.
Oh, what about the weekend?
Aye. Ish. Just call me when you get home.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Love you.
Love you, too.
We're going to have some big fun this weekend, right?
Yeah, if I come.
What do you mean, if you come?
I don't know if I'll be feeling up to it.
Now, wait a minute, hold on. This whole thing was predicated on, what did the doctor say? I thought you're feeling good enough to go.
Well, I didn't get any medicine or anything.
Well, then you must be okay.
No, it's just I have something that's like strep, but not quite strep.
Oh, well, that's good enough then. All right. I'll talk to you in a minute then.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Well, maybe I will be here tomorrow. I don't know. Was my
well, call me tonight and let me know.
I'll let you know during the next break. I'll call VIW because I'm sure that she has the true 411 on this.
Okay, very good.
Or the 911, which is information.
411 is information.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's information, right. See, because the whole thing was he and I had set this up long in advance. We're going to spend this one last weekend together.
Right.
You know, because... frankly, we don't see
him. He didn't sound good, but I mean, I think he sounds better than he did yesterday.
Yeah, that was the whole thing. He got up today and said, are we still going? I said, yeah. And I said, if you feel well enough. And he said, I feel fine to go. You know?
And then he changed his tone there.
Yeah, well, because he went to the doctor. He wasn't well enough to go to the Journey concert last night.
Right.
And then he goes to the doctor today, and the doctor doesn't give him any, like, I thought he'd get some antibiotics or something.
Right.
He didn't get anything, so.
Vicodin.
Vicodin. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll be here tomorrow. I don't know. You know, it's just the boy's leaving in just 3 weeks from tomorrow. We take him to college. He starts college like whatever it is, the 17th or 18th, 19th of August.
Wow.
Something like that is the first day. And, you know, I've not had a lot of quality time with my boy this summer. He's 18. He's running around with his girlfriend. He's
hanging out down at the beach with his pals.
Yeah, going places with his friends. Even when we were on vacation for the 4th of July vacation, we really had to absolutely nails on chalkboard to get him to come down to join us to be part of the family festivities for the 4th of July.
For the holiday.
Mm-hmm. Right, because this whole thing is, this is my last summer with my friends.
And remember, you wouldn't bring his beer back.
Oh, that's right. He got very mad.
The beer that he had under the bed.
That's right.
Under the beds.
He got very mad on July 5th when he was leaving. Dad, would you bring my beer back home?
No.
Beer.
No, I won't bring your beer back home.
Beer is food.
So anyway, I'm sure he'll change his tune. And if not, well then, hey, congratulations. I'll be here. Hello, Don and Mike show.
What's up?
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, Don, Mike, buddies.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, football season's coming up, Donald.
Don't I Know It, my friend. And the first game is, I think, not this weekend, but next weekend.
Oh, man.
You got two games. You've got Green Bay and Kansas City in the Hall of Fame game.
Let's not get too crazy, boys. We still have another sport that's right in the middle of its season right now. Let me tell you something right now. The Boston Red Sox are nipping at the New York Yankees' heels. They are hanging in there 2.5. You know what? It has been a long time.
That's the key word, Mike, hanging in there.
Since football came up, and I was already still into it. You know, usually by this time of the season, when you start talking about your preseason football, you know, the Red Sox are out of it.
Key word there, nipping.
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 Nipping, but solidly, if it ended today, solidly, I mean, solidly in control of the wild card.
They are nipping. Nipping.
Hey, you're not talking about our closer, are you?
No, sir.
Beyond
hey, guys, I just one final word. Thanks for entertaining me every day, and suck me.
Suck me.
Suck me. All right, thank you.
I like this team. I like this team. I feel as good in this second half as I felt in quite a long time.
What is, Mike, just for the tape, what is today's date?
Today's date is July 24th.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
But you know we've been out of it at this point last couple of years.
Mm-hmm. No, actually.
They're usually like four or five games of
back. No, actually last year, and I do remember this stuff, they were not out of it.
They weren't out of it, but they were on their way to get it.
They were only four games behind the Yankees, but they were, I think, at least maybe five or six games ahead of Oakland for the wild card.
Why?
Last year, because you had the Oakland, and you had your Seattle, and you had your Anaheim all coming up all at the same time.
I'm excited. Best hitting team in baseball this year. And all they have to do is, you know, they've already got this new reliever that they just brought in, and he pitched a scoreless eighth inning last night.
You seen today's score?
No.
Tampa Bay 15, Boston 9.
Are you kidding me?
No.
What inning?
That's the final. But the Yankees lost today, too. So.
Oh, okay, good. No problem.
See, that's the problem. That's the problem with the Red Sox, that when the Yankees go on a tear,
right,
the Red Sox go on a tear as well.
Yep.
But the problem will be, see here, Buzz,
Really looking at the division as much as I'm looking at the wild card.
Here's the problem for Muggy, just to say.
All right.
Follow the Oakland A's.
I agree.
And Mike knows I'm not a baseball fan, but I check the box scores.
Right. Yeah.
I check them every day.
Right.
Because I like to see how Oakland's doing.
Right. I know.
Because I don't think the Yankees will be caught by the
last year. You had Oakland, you had California, you had Seattle, you had all those teams that were there. This year, it's not the same kind of field, and also this year the Yankees aren't the same kind of juggernaut that they've been.
Didn't your beloved Red Sox just get done playing that powerhouse Detroit Tigers team?
Yeah. And they're playing Tampa now, but
but Mike, as you said, they're a great team, and great teams give up 15 runs to the Tampa Bay Devil Rays.
Thanks, Buzz.
Sorry.
Now, you know, Buzz is very nice about giving me the scores, even when I'm not asking for them. So, I mean, so 15 runs today?
Yeah.
Did it say who pitched?
Crazy score. I don't have that. I'll find it for you.
I think they called Carl Yastrzemski up. They went to the gay part.
To pitch?
Yeah, they went to the gay part of Boston.
He was at the game the other night.
Yeah, sure he was. I saw him.
Yeah, sure.
Wearing his rainbow T-shirt.
Right. I had a picture. The reason Don does this is Carl Yastrzemski's my favorite baseball player of all time. And I had a picture of Yaz one time. And Don,
like 15 years ago.
Yeah. And Don soiled it. He defaced it by writing Yaz is a fag.
I remember.
I'll never forget that as long as I live.
Grand.
You know what? And it was one of those few. It was when you did it. It was so cruel, but I had to laugh because it was funnier than it was cruel.
Yeah,
fag.
Thank you. And
didn't you put just fag under it?
Yeah, and then I wrote Yaz is a. First, I just wrote fag.
Oh God, we're children. We're middle schoolers.
But yeah, football, baby, 2 weeks away. Green Bay, Kansas City. Hall of Fame game. You got the Jets playing someone over in
Am I the only one who thinks the Redskins have a pretty good shot this year, too?
I don't know, Larry. What do you think, Larry?
This is Larry Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio.
There you go. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike.
Yo, yo.
Yo, what's happening, man?
Hello, my friend.
Hey, first of all, I want to say thanks for that iPod, man. You guys hooked me up with an iPod. It's pretty sweet.
No problem.
Hey, and I want to know if you've seen Tom Likas. And I guess he gave the name of Kobe Bryant's accuser, the girl.
Oh, yeah.
He's getting all kinds of pubs.
Yes, and I've seen Tom Likas's picture. If you've ever wondered what Elton John would look like 100 pounds heavier,
wow.
Check it out. And it's sad. You know, I put him in that same Michael Savage category.
Right.
That the publicity Tom Likas gets is that he amazingly uncovered the girl's name, the accuser's name. Right. You know, three letters describe that. BFD.
Absolutely. Tom Likas, or as we like to call him, Poppin' Fresh.
Hey, Dart.
Yeah.
Can you take me out with a tequila shot and a bong hit?
Don't have.
Later on, man.
Bye-bye.
See, Tom Likas caught a lucky break. They hid the girl's name in a cookbook.
Like it would, you know, and I've read about this. This has generated publicity in the industry. Like it makes a big deal if you come on and go, all right, everybody, I've got something right here. I've got it right here. You heard the Kobe Bryant story? The girl's name, I'm going to reveal it right now. Her name is Betty Crocker. So you've heard the name.
Right.
Right?
Yes, big deal.
Correct. I mean, you want to make some news, get the girl on the phone.
Yeah. Isn't the name supposed to be protected?
It is supposed to be.
Isn't it illegal what he did?
No.
I don't think it's illegal. It's just considered unethical.
And I think part of it is because so many, like we were saying yesterday, so many of her dum-dum friends have come out and talked about her because they all want to be on Dateline NBC 2020.
Easy to figure out who it is.
Easy to figure out. The story is that she worked at the hotel.
Mm-hmm. Concierge.
That she felt some kind of a chemistry with Kobe when he checked in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all you got to do is call the hotel and start asking around.
Well, if Likas found out the name, that meant she worked in the hotel bakery.
But anyway, yeah. Kudos, Tom Likas. That's going to put you on the radio map, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
Right there, I want to tell you, a career was made.
Maybe you can wear some other outfits besides basic black. Sweaty, stained, basic black, like you wore that time I saw you in New Orleans. Okay. You.
Likas slimming.
We have to stop it, though, Mike, because remember, when we talk about Tom Likas, he calls the president of Westwood One.
Yes, he does.
And the president of Westwood One calls us and says, stop talking about Tom, you know, like we've ever talked. We just talk about him when someone from Seattle calls.
Right. Seattle.
That's it. Okay, one more call, and we got a break. We never even got to the sex article. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
What's up, buddies?
What can we do for you?
Hey, man, you know the Yankees got beat by them O's today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, way to go, O's.
All right. I was looking for an impression. No, actually, I wanted to talk to Mike. What's up, buddy?
Come on, move it along. Let's go. Go.
Look, my wife's getting ready to leave me, and she's trying to take my kids out of state.
Quick.
Put it in a nutshell.
Well, my wife did not do that, so I can't relate to that, sir.
Well, I know that you've had a few wives in your time.
Yes, I have. Yes. How can I help you?
I don't know. I'm just wondering if you had any advice for me for...
No, actually, have your wife call me. I'd have advice for her. Actually, I'd have congratulations for her.
Oh, yeah?
That's just a joke. That's a joke.
Tell her I'm going to send her a complimentary invitation to the VIWs.
Yep, she needs one because she is a VIW.
Sound like you're pretty well thrown for a loop, sir. I hope you get better.
All right, listen, will this guy's wife dump him?
Pay that bitch! No!
Yes.
Quick!
Yeah.
Is she dumping you, sir?
Yes, she is.
Winners all around.
Banzai!
You win.
Fitting the ends! Banzai! Phrase bets now!
I know, but you know what? She's taking her time and dragging her feet about it, and she's not getting the hell out, man. And she's driving me crazy because she says she just wants to get herself on her feet and, get a job that she wants to do and crap like that. And I'm supposed to sit there and just live with her, and know that one day
my
family's going to
leave. Buddy, I will tell you, and I'm speaking seriously right now, if you have kids involved, you got to make it work. You got to make it. You got to put all the other stuff aside, and you got to think about the kids first. And, it sounds like a cliche. It sounds like a cliche, but whatever you have to do to deal with that, it's your kids first. And as long as you remember that, everything will play out.
And listen, I have a little pick.
I know, but she's trying to take my kids for
miles
away.
Listen, whenever this gets to be too much, I want you to do something that I've thought about doing to help with stress. I've got a lot of stress in my life. What I want you to do is... go out and get three bottles of gin, and you drink them very carefully, and then you get a friend of yours to tie you to a merry-go-round.
Want to throw in that last part that you read during the break?
No. about the stake through the head?
Yeah,
no.
Don't mention that. Don't say that.
And, sir, whatever you do, please don't let it get in the way of your teaching.
Thank you for the call.
Hey, I haven't gotten my tapes on my speech therapy yet, but I'm
all right. Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, whatever.
You know what I mean?
Here's
the thing. The more you talk, the more we're on her side.
Oh, man, see, that ain't right.
That is right.
So please, let's part as friends.
Good luck to you.
All right, F you.
Yeah. Yeah, same to you.
All right, see ya.
And you wonder why this is happening to you.
Take care.
Nah, see, whatever. I'm not like
Hold
this,
on.
Man.
Place bets now, will he hang up?
Place your bets now!
No.
Quick.
Betting to end.
Are you still there?
Yeah. Matt, see, I didn't want to be one of your attack callers.
Oh,
you know,
there you go. All right.
I was just,
well, what is the deal? Are you drunk? Is that what you are today?
I had to delete him out because he said a-hole. You can say a-hole. You can't say the word.
Are you drinking today? Did you decide to call after you started drinking?
No, actually, I got done with Buzz and, you know.
What?
Listen, dude. You're loaded, buddy.
You're obviously wasted.
Let me just speak to you seriously. We do a comedy show. If your wife was leaving you, I'm truly sorry. Mike was right. Do what's right for the kids. But Jesus Christ, call some nut like Dr. Laura. I mean, we're trying to do a comedy show, and you're calling up wanting advice from us?
Actually, I was just hoping you guys could pick me up because you guys make me laugh.
No. You are bringing us down. We can't pick
I'm
you
sorry,
up.
I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to bring you down.
You're a total downer,
down, you know?
Dude. And you're drunk, and you're not admitting it. You're loaded.
I'm not drunk. I'm high.
You're high. What? Yeah. Same difference.
Hold on. I got somebody who wants to talk to you. Travis. Hi. Travis, you're on the air. It says you want to talk to this guy.
Hey, Don Mike. How you doing?
You're on with this guy.
Hey, about that last caller, his girl leaving him. Hey,
right.
I'm a single dad, raised my two kids. You either tell him to get her the hell out, or he deals with it.
All right, sage
There's
advice.
No way about it.
Be very helpful.
Sage
God
advice.
Almighty, what an effing club I live in now.
Yeah.
No.
Sage advice.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
That club.
Here's another call for you. Hello.
Yeah, hi, this is Greg. How you doing?
All right, Greg.
Good. Hey, I just wanted to chip in and agree with Mike and say, do whatever you have to do. When I got divorced, the wife almost always gets custody of the kids, and she moved. I followed them and stayed nearby, kept seeing them, and eventually she had the own rope to hang herself, and I ended up getting custody, and I'm the same thing.
The answer is stalking.
So it worked out. It worked out well for you.
Yeah, I mean, basically, no matter what, you have your kids. You got to base your life on them. I agree with Mike. No matter where they go or what they do.
All right, now listen. You sound like a
guy actually cares about his kids.
A semi-reasonable guy. Let me just ask you this: would you ever call our radio show for advice on your marriage?
Definitely not.
Hold on, the high guy.
The high guy, the wasted guy.
High guy?
Yeah, my marriage is already screwed, so I'm really not calling for advice on that. I'm just calling because, you know, you guys make me laugh.
No, you did, but you did call for advice.
I know, but I mean, you know, I do want to do what's best for my kids and everything, but I mean, it sucks that I got to, you know, move halfway across the country, and you know, I finally got a decent job. But
we're gonna miss
you
know,
and yeah,
with all sucks. This guy with this guy,
and you guys
don't, me, shut
you
up
guys
for
don't
a second.
Have a radio
shut
show
up, shut up.
All right,
with
all
this
right.
guy, with this guy, really. I mean, obviously, he's going through a lot of this crap, and he's totally a mess. And you know what? I was totally a mess, and I
not
still,
like this though.
I still, there are parts of me that are still a mess. It happens, you deal with it. Life throws you a curveball, you got to deal with it.
All right. Well, thanks for the laugh. I got it.
Thank you.
Remember the merry-go-round.
Right on.
Yeah, and the last part.
You.
Oh, come on.
Now listen, jerk off. Why do you have to? You can
I'm
say.
Sorry.
You can
no,
say F you.
F you. I know.
Don't
I'm so-
say the word.
I know.
Don't say the word.
I know. So sorry.
All right. So sorry. Okay. Hold on. How long until one of his daughters shows up naked on this show? place your bets now.
Place your bets now!
I don't have daughters.
15 years.
I don't have
10
years.
All right. Hold on. You have sons?
Yes, I have sons.
How long until one of his sons comes on the show doing one of our gay love connections?
Place your bets now!
6 months, 10 years.
Quick,
5 years.
Betting the end.
Oh, God.
That would
all right, man.
So that would be bad if one of your sons was gay?
Well, I mean, if that's what he wants to do, I wouldn't agree with it, but I'd, you know, still be
okay,
dad.
I got one more. How long before,
you know, he doesn't, he like dances. He doesn't go all the way over.
How long before one of his sons, like his father, has a failed marriage?
Crazy, I'm bitch! No!
The first year, 15.
Quick.
By 18.
That's only 10 years.
He's just rambling right through the whole thing, you know.
Keeps going.
All right, it's been fun, man. You guys have a nice day and go take a break.
Wouldn't you like to maybe apologize to our listeners for what you've done?
Oh, I apologize to all your listeners.
No, don't apologize, sir. You've been a great break for us here.
Oh, we are on break, haven't we?
No. It's so wasted.
Oh, that's
place bets now, Willie. Hang up after we play this tape.
Crazy bitch! No!
No. No.
Quick, quick, quick!
Are you there?
We lose and yet we win.
See, now that would be the perfect out if he figured it out.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
But I've not heard that distinctive click yet.
Might have happened during the...
You know what? The line has gone down!
Line has been,
Another soul saved by the Don and Mike Show. Who says we don't do good work?
I have no idea why. I'm really depressed right now.
Who was that guy?
Yeah.
No, come on, Mike.
I'm really in a funk now. I'm in a blue funk.
Think about the Red Sox. They only lost by 6 runs today to the Devil Rays.
All right, that'll cheer me up.
Yay.
And,
Yeah, all right.
We'll be right back.
All right, yeah.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
If the Monroe County Prosecutor's Office had investigated Charles Manson, it still would be undecided.
The Don and Mike Show. Now in their 20th season, it's the Don and Mike Show.
That was the great Bobby Knight. Put you in a sporting mood, I suppose, because our next segment on the Best of Don and Mike is an interview with a wrestler, the amazing Kurt Angle. Remember what Wolfman Jack used to say? You've got the curves. I've got the angle. Horrible. Kurt Angle on the Best of Don and Mike.
Here is Kurt Angle. Hey, Kurt.
Oh, that's a steady dish entrance.
Whoa.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
Hey, don't.
We just had to hit the delay on you there, pal.
Don't drop the S-bomb. He said that's an S-E entrance. I mean, I'm trying to get right to it.
Now, is that an S-E entrance or was that an S-E intro?
Both. Intro, entrance, same thing.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I usually get a big one, you know. He's an Olympic gold medalist. He's a former WWE champion. He's the greatest wrestler in the world, Kurt Angle. Instead, I got...
Ladies and gentlemen, former Olympic gold medalist, the greatest wrestler in the world. Let's say hi to Kurt Angle.
There we go. Now, clap.
No.
You might be familiar with the planet that I live on. It's called... Planet Reality. I am very glad to have you on the show. We're just trying to rush it along because we were late getting to you, and we know that your time is valuable. So,
how are you, Kurt?
I'm doing great, man. I had the neck surgery about 3 months ago, about 2.5 months ago, and I've been able to come back. I've been real fortunate. A lot of the guys have been out a year and a half, but I've only been out about 3 months, so. I'm real excited about coming back this quickly, and actually my neck feels pretty good.
You know, we had Mankind on the show the other day, and I think he made a reference to the fact that neck injuries are the most common in your line of work. Is that true?
Yeah, it's getting pretty common now. I think we've had about 9 wrestlers in the last 2 years that have had serious neck injuries, so that's just in our company alone, and that just goes to show what kind of... physicality is involved in wrestling.
I think pile driver when you think of that.
Now, the last one that I remember with you, and I watch, you know, I watch Raw, I watch SmackDown, I wish I could say I watch it all the time, but I watch it enough to know, I think it was a couple years ago, was it, you and, Stone Cold? When you really beat his ass good. And, you won the championship that night, right?
Yeah, that was in my hometown in Pittsburgh. I beat Stone Cold for the title. I made him tap with my ankle lock, and actually that's one of my favorite wins of all time. But they're very few and far and in between, I'll tell you. I don't win very often, so you remember those big ones.
What's the worst injury you ever suffered besides your neck?
Well, I actually broke my neck in 1996, right before the Olympics, before the Olympic Games.
Jesus.
And I had a really, I broke two of the vertebrae and herniated two discs, had some nerve damage. I bruised the spinal cord. It was actually a real serious injury. And basically all I did to get through the Olympic trials in the Olympics was I was shooting my neck up with Novocaine so I wouldn't feel it.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I got a picture of Kurt here. Take a look at a picture of the Olympic Kurt.
Wow,
a little different than the Kurt Angle of today.
You know, the Olympic Kurt is a big guy, but the Kurt of today is a much scarier guy.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
and you shave your head, and
I mean, shaving the head does it, I think, really. But I mean, you got the kind of look that the shaved head just you know, there's an intimidation factor there.
Well, that's why Vince made me do it.
I don't believe anybody would make you do anything, Kurt.
You're famous. You're famous.
Oh, he pays me. He's going to tell me what to do, and he said, shave that hair off your head.
Your famous quote is, it's true, it's true.
Uh-huh.
Now, give it to me the way you give it to the WWE fans. I mean, you can't, it's not just, it's true, it's true. There's got to be...
Basically, what I do is I go to each town and I tell the truth about the town, and they don't want to hear it. And I say, but it's true.
Well, so, like, what were
Wizards? The Wizards are the worst team in the NBA. They've been the worst team for the last 20 years.
Hey, Kurt.
The fans boo, and I say, no, but it's true.
And you're a guy.
Easy.
A lot of people. Now, there are good guys and bad guys in WWE. On one hand, you're a good guy because you're an Olympic champion. But on the other hand, I know when I watch Raw or SmackDown that I mean, you take a lot of ass from the fans. I mean, I see the signs saying you suck. Mm.
They don't really mean it.
Yeah, let me ask you a question. Being an Olympic gold medalist and somebody who's been in that wrestling arena, which really... I mean, you get notoriety, but it's not as far as the area of Olympics that gets the most notoriety. Then you come into professional wrestling, and you've got more notoriety than you've probably ever had in your life.
Yeah.
How does that feel? How does it make you think? And did you have trouble with the transition from what people might call legitimate wrestling to the arena of theatrical wrestling, you know, this professional wrestling element?
No, you're exactly right. I mean, you know, I was fairly well known just because of the Olympics, but I was very quickly forgotten too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's one of those things that pro wrestling, it gets so much exposure. So many people watch it. You know, it's on every single week, and you realize that all the hard work from the amateur wrestling doesn't get near the exposure that you step into the pro ranks. And, you know, you're on TV every single week and people, you know, watch your character and watch you develop your character. So, it basically told me that I should have never wrestled in the Olympics. I should have kept straight here.
That's a good answer.
Here's the thing, before I get to this, here's the plug. WWE is going to be at the MCI Center here in DC this weekend, 7:30, Brock Lesnar and Kurt Angle against, I'm sorry to tell you, we're friends with this guy, Big Show.
Right.
And Team Angle.
Mm-hmm.
Team
Angle. Well, that's three guys on two. That's not fair.
Also, Billy Gunn versus John Cena.
Do you guys want to wrestle on our side?
Nope.
Giving it up? Are you sure? Big Show's not that tough.
No, come on. Listen, listen, you seem like a very nice man. We are friends with Big Show.
We had a nice conversation with Big Show about...
And we're fans of his theatrical appearance in The Waterboy.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you ever seen him in person? Obviously you have.
Yeah.
Is he enormous or what?
Yeah, he's gigantic.
Unbelievable.
You don't even realize it until you're standing next to him. It's disgusting.
You know, but you guys, and we have had lots of wrestlers on this show, and large or small, I mean, wrestlers are just... There's an element. You know, I mean, I don't consider Diamond Dallas Page to be a huge guy, but he is, right. There's just something about him. There's the persona. You
here's
know?
What I was going to tell you, and I really mean, I'm not sucking up to you. We have wrestlers on all the time, and the reason I think that people like the WWE, you know, I still want to call it WWF. I think Nick said that the other day, too. You guys, here's the deal. We don't get a lot of famous people on our show. And we get someone who's got a bit of notoriety like you or Mankind or Big Show or whoever it is. You say you're going to be on at a certain time. You're on at a certain time. You always talk to the people that want to call in and talk to you. And generally speaking, I don't think we've ever had anybody from the WWE on who's been a dick.
They're very media. You guys are very media friendly.
They seem to be. I don't want to.
Delay button.
Hit the delay button.
Forgot.
Because you said dick. He thought you
had to say dick.
Oh, no, you can say dick.
Yeah.
You know, here I am flipping out. I hit the delay button. Now, you can say dick. You just can't say the S word.
You know, you did hit the delay, though, didn't you?
Yeah.
When Kurt said hit the delay.
Better safe than sorry.
Well, I take commands. The point I was getting to is, I think, and why people like you guys, is the fact that there's a humble side to you and the side that, you know, I think most people can relate to you guys that,
right.
You know, you have to climb your way up the ladder, you get there, and you're not big dicks. Now, you know, none of you guys are going broke doing this, but there's a lifespan that you have, you know, as we found out with Mick Foley for this. How long do you think you're going to keep wrestling?
You know what, I don't know. I'd say about 4 more years, not a long time.
Are you married?
Yeah, I'm married, I have a baby, my body, it's not the same as it was when I started, and that was only 4 years ago.
Yeah, and I've heard that before. I mean, it's amazing that, you know, you see all that stuff, and it does take its toll. I mean, it takes its toll, similar to life in the NFL.
Are you a good guy or a bad guy, do you think, in the WWE?
I'm me. I'm just me.
No, come on, if you had to say you're
a guy. No, I'm a good guy now. I'm a hell of a guy, but I am a good guy right now. Very shy. Yeah, I don't get that chance very often. I'm usually the bad guy, and I'm like the anti-American hero kind of guy. But when I had my neck injury and came back from the surgery, the fans kind of turned me into this good guy that, you know, came back from, you know, this neck injury and overcame adversity, and it's kind of a good feeling. So it was more of I think I turned good guy from an appreciation standpoint from the fans, which is the best way to turn.
And you know, when you go around the different cities saying it's true, and saying bad things about the cities, if you can remember, what would be the worst thing that you've said about any city which you really got the worst reaction from?
The worst thing I've ever said is my hometown. When I told somebody, I said, you know, I don't know, understand why they prefer Mario Lemieux as the, you know, their city hero here in Pittsburgh. When I'm from Pittsburgh, I mean, here's this guy who faked his Hodgkin's disease just to get sympathy from his fans.
Wow.
It's true.
It's true. That's funny.
I caught tradition for that.
How much of that did we get what he said?
He said that Mario Lemieux had fake Hodgkin's disease.
I said, what's the worst thing you ever said to Pittsburgh? Or that's where he said it, in Pittsburgh.
Oh, you know what I said last time I was here?
What?
I said, you know what, I'm the most famous person here in Pittsburgh. No one's ever been more famous than me, except for Mr. Rogers, but he doesn't count because he's dead.
Hey, that'll do it.
It's true. All right, some calls.
Oh, they went nuts on me. It was great.
Let's take some calls, and then we're going to give them the sex quiz. Hello, you're on with Kurt Angle. Hello, Tom.
Yes, hello, Mr. Angle. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Very good. I got a personal medical question for you. I actually am scheduled to go for Dr. Joe, the same procedure kind of you went to in a few months. And any words of wisdom?
Oh, you're gonna love him. The guy. Well, first of all, as you know, he barely speaks English, so nod your head a lot and say uh-huh, and you'll be all right. But actually, he's the best doctor in the world, and I'm not just saying that. He does a method that nobody else does, and it's the neck repair rather than fusion. So you're in good hands. And like I said, the reason why people don't know a lot about him is because he really didn't get to the sports
side of rehabilitation and surgery. He's always done just regular people. And now he's starting to do a lot of the athletes. He's getting ready to do Stone Cold Steve Austin. He's doing Mark Coleman from The Ultimate Fighting.
Right.
So this guy's starting to get a big name now, and hopefully he'll be able to save a lot of guys' careers. But like I said before, you're in good hands.
All right, Tom.
Good luck.
Yeah. Here is Michelle. Michelle, you're on with Kurt Angle.
Hey, hi, Angle. Don. Hi, Mike. Hi, Angle. Kurt Angle.
Hi, Kurt.
How are you?
I'm good. Listen, I'm calling to give sort of a shout-out for wrestling. I'm not the great fan, but I have a 26-year-old and a 22-year-old, and it keeps them off the street. We have wrestling parties at the house all the time. And I have a question for you.
Wait a minute. Did you say a 26-year-old?
I do.
I got news for you. The 26-year-old should be thinking about keeping himself off the street now.
Oh, he just came back from the military, and he just got his own apartment at Fort Belvoir. But we do wrestling parties at my house. I kind of have a question.
Yes, Mom.
Mom. There's a big debate in our house about the match coming up this week. Are they really going to take the mask off of the guy named Kane and ruin his career?
I hope not.
That's what we think too.
I've heard some storylines that they might do it, but I'm actually against it, and I think they're going to end up not doing it, but I've heard the same thing, so I'm not quite sure what they're going to do with that, but I hope they don't take it off.
All right, Mom.
All right. Well, thanks for taking the call.
Have a good time at your nude wrestling party.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Mother.
Bye-bye.
You know, it was on Monday night, and I was just kidding about Charlie watching. I was watching the last part of his Raw. It was on Monday night, and they were doing the thing with the guy with the mask, and he was challenged.
Kane.
He was being challenged by another guy, and he's got this, like, red, leathery mask. And I'm wondering, is there really some kind of a disfiguration under there? Do you know, Kurt?
No, there's not.
No, okay.
He's actually he's a big, red-haired, freckle-faced country boy.
One more.
Plays the part well, though. Yeah. He's ugly, though. I will say he's ugly.
It's true.
So he's not like the kid from that movie Mask, that movie with Cher.
Right.
What was his name, Rocky Dennis?
Yeah.
No, never mind. Here's Seth. Hi, you're on with Kurt. Seth. Seth.
How you doing? Michael Hughes. Kurt, I got one question for you. Actually, it's kind of a two-part question.
Did you just say Michael Hughes?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
I'm wondering if the rumors are true that in the locker rooms there tends to be quite a bit of... And if so, does Stone Cold Steve Austin...
All right, get out of here. That guy wasn't real. Kurt, we'll watch for you Saturday night, WWE MCI Center in D.C., Tower of Power and JVC present Up Close and Uncensored 2 vs. 3 SmackDown Special. So it's Brock Lesnar and Kurt against Big Show and Team Angle. So the odds are not in your favor. Good luck, and I'm sure you're going to have a lot of chances to say your catchphrase. It's true.
There you go.
I will.
And thanks for being
appreciate it.
Thanks for being on the show, Kurt.
Take care.
Okay, see you later.
Kurt Angle, ladies and gentlemen.
There he goes.
They had to use the dumb button on him like 4 times just because he kept dropping the S-bomb.
That was an S-E intro.
Yeah.
It's the first thing he said.
For an S-E entrance, as he said.
You know what? I don't feel... You feel the same way. They're the best guests we have.
They are.
The wrestlers are the best guests.
Right.
And now he knows the definitions of both menstruation
and interracial.
Wow.
So we did some good there. How's that go?
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Good health, Mike, and I wish anything you wish yourself. Same to you, Larry. God bless you. Mike Ditka. Good guy.
The Don and Mike Show.
I'm Larry from the corner.
Is it the Don and Mike Show? You bet.
You bet. The best of Don and Mike, posing the eternal question, is Mike O'Mara relevant? We figured it out. It's the best of Don and Mike. Last night we had, I'm going through still this dumb thing with my kid where I'm feeling bad because my kid's not around.
Sure.
Last night we
Are you feeling relevant, though?
Pardon me?
Are you feeling relevant? Do you feel relevant as a human being?
What do you mean? Do I feel relevant?
I'm just wondering if you feel relevant.
Where's that coming from? Do you?
I'm irrelevant.
Do you feel relevant?
I'm irrelevant because I push people away. That's just something I wanted to share. I can't really go into a lot of detail, but I just wanted to say that. I wanted to say that I'm irrelevant.
Mike had lunch with his ex-wife today.
I'm irrelevant because I push people away.
Hmm.
That's all I wanted to say. Hi.
You've never pushed me away.
I know.
Well, a couple of times. But it's always because I just wouldn't listen.
I know. Absolutely.
If anything, you've pulled me close to your breast.
Thank you, Ron. Thanks. I appreciate it.
I've never found you more relevant.
Thank you. No, that's all I need from C. And Buzz?
Yes. You've pushed me away, but I still find you relevant.
Thank you. That's good. That's all I needed. Mm-hmm. Now that I've said it, now I'm fine.
Why did you ask me? Because you really didn't.
I didn't ask you to ask you. I asked you just because I wanted to get this off my chest earlier.
Right, you were just fishing. Here I am ready to go down.
Right.
Go down to what for me is a highly personal defining moment in my life, and all you wanted to do was ask the rhetorical question of yourself.
You know what?
Are you relevant?
I made the statement that I feel irrelevant, and then as opposed to someone who will be nameless saying you're not irrelevant, it was explained to me why I'm irrelevant.
Okay.
Which is not really what I was looking for. So see, and my pals here really
listen,
all I got. You know, no. I mean,
you got to stop listening to her.
Well, it gets me a little squirrely.
Right, you got to stop.
I know
it ain't healthy.
I know.
I mean, it's just
you're
not
right.
Healthy.
You're right. You're absolutely
because
right.
Because now you know what's happening. Now it's spilling over from the office onto the show. Because
I think you know. You got a little flashback today, didn't you? My little manic energy thing that's going on here. I'm just glad there's like a game and fun tonight. I'm very, very glad. Need it.
See, now we can't leave early because now I know you're feeling irrelevant and you have to be festive. So now the rules are reversed. Now I'll have to break the beer bottle on my head and say,
no, I'll be great.
Say, pick it up, pal. You're relevant.
No, I'll be
you're Mr. Relevant.
I'm actually looking forward to the car ride over. We're going to have a great time on the car ride over. I'll even sit in the back seat.
Really?
Yeah. Rob called shotgun, and that I'm a real big believer in that. He called shotgun yesterday, and it should be fun.
Hi, Charles.
I just wanted to add to your relevance that you did have the last pick in the draft yesterday.
So you would be Mr. Irrelevant.
Ah, see, I am Mr. Irrelevant.
Official.
So, any other issues?
No, I'm done. I got all I needed. I got more. I got more than I needed.
Anybody? Because, I mean, I got my own issues, too. And I'm willing, more than willing, as always, to have this be an open discussion of everybody's issues.
Buzz, you okay?
Yeah, I feel somewhat irrelevant, but otherwise okay.
Rob?
I'm overworked.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'm sorry. I do feel relevant.
I know you do. I know.
You do feel relevant.
How is it going? Is everything all right?
You're patronizing me. You son of a bitch.
I am not.
I got nothing here. I really got nothing. I just got something I'm just throwing out.
Well, I can't. You know, there are days that I love to, but I can't. The days that I'd like to do what you do occasionally, and certain times.
Well, you started.
Well, I really can't though. I can't.
Well, who forced you to sign that agreement? I mean, did somebody have a gun to your head?
Nobody did. No.
Okay, all right.
No.
So I'm relevant.
I know you're relevant.
I'm relevant.
Good.
In many ways, I'm irrelevant. But I believe in this context, I'm speaking of.
Mm-hmm.
I'm relevant because. My kids go on, and I was feeling nutty about it. And last night, my wife insisted that we go out to dinner, and I didn't want to go out to dinner because, you know, I just like going home. But we went to dinner, and like I said, there's really nothing to the story except I believe for the first time since before we had a kid, we just had a normal night.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, where we didn't think about him, we talked about him, of course. But he wasn't the dominating force in everything that we did. We went out, we had a drink, we had dinner. We went home, and then this morning, we didn't wake up until after 8 o'clock.
Wow.
Which is a miracle for you.
Yeah, for us. Because, you know, I mean, and...
I welcome that.
We got a grown-up kid, but even... But even when he got grown up, there were still some times that he had to wake up and
to be somewhere.
You get that thing going with your body clock going. You just wake up at 6 o'clock every morning, no matter what.
So is that the main reason that you've always had? I for whatever reason, I call them toddler hours. You get up at the
and then I did the morning show with Buzz. Mm-hmm. You know, for years before that, and before I did with you, and you just get up and you get used to it, but. Listen, I'm telling you, this night I had last night with my wife, not once did she piss me off.
Good.
Not once I believed that I piss her off.
Excellent.
We had conversation, we drank, at one point she actually said, and this is a first for her now, that's it, I'm out of stuff. and that was a great moment because, you know, it's like all of a sudden, 18 years of having the kid around, we've never had a moment where it's just been where she shuts up. And last night, finally...
So you just sat there and ate quietly?
Well, you know, then we just made little harmless conversation.
Right,
like,
right.
You know, she said, oh, gee, how come my entree's not out yet?
Mm-hmm.
Mine is the catch of the day, and mine's not out yet. Mm-hmm. And I was loving the fact that we're out of stuff to talk about.
Are you going
to
be like the married couple now that when you're out, it goes beyond that, where you... Have you ever seen a couple that...
We will not sit in silence. We will not sit in silence, but...
The most noticeable thing in a restaurant is the couple that is in silence.
Understand what I'm saying. This goes from on my behalf as well as my wife's. When just the two of us have gone out, at least since my kid has been born, as far back as I can remember, it's always intense. It's always, she's telling me, oh, the things that happened during the day and what she's got to do, and she's got all this stuff going on, and I tell her, well, no, I can top that because I work for the biggest in the world, and they're really screwing me around today, and boy,
right.
I'm hot about this today.
Mm-hmm.
And last night, we both met, and we chatted, and she said what she said, and I said what I said, and then for the first time, I believe for the first time since, I can't remember back before my son was born with her. I assume we were a happy couple because we're still married now.
Mm-hmm. It's different, though.
But it was back then. I didn't analyze things like I do now. But last night, that one sparkling moment when she said, "That's it. I'm out of stuff.
Your new life has begun."
And I said, "Great."
I think this is a tremendous optimistic sign.
And then it was just like, "Do you want me to call the waiter over because your food's not here?" No, that's okay. Go ahead, eat your food. No, I'll wait for you. No, go ahead, eat your food. Now, to some of you, this might sound like typical moronic husband and wife behavior, but frankly, my wife and I have not had this type of do nothing, say nothing relationship for a while because it's always so effing frantic. And then we slept in till 8 o'clock in the morning.
Very cool.
And
that's fantastic for you. And I think that. Right there is going to be very good for you that you get more sleep.
As my...
I told you,
I had nothing.
It's funny when people laugh at something that I meant.
I told you I
so
had
sincerely.
Nothing.
Sincerely, I meant that so sincerely.
I told you just that.
But I mean, really, I think that's important. I mean it. I mean it. Mean it. Mean it.
Well, I've always been able to get my sleep, but I got more sleep, and more importantly, so did she.
Right.
And then we woke up this morning, and now you know, knock on whatever disease plastic this is in this microphone. But when I got up this morning, again, for the first time in I don't know how long, when I came downstairs, I was not barraged with the, what are you going to do today? What are we going to do today? Are we going to go to Home Depot? Are we going to do this today? Are we going to do this weekend? What time are you going to the game tonight? Are you going to go with Mike tonight? Are you driving tonight? Do you have the parking pass tonight? I talked to my mom today. I'm going to Smithsonian today. Did you see the metro was shut down?
Well, she said the other day that she is a new person.
There was none of that.
She's completely non-stressed.
And I'll tell you why. Because the bitch slept until 8 o'clock. And I say that only in the nicest possible way. Because I love her with all my heart. But thank God, she was right about this crap with my son. That having him around, and the fact that she always would bug him about being a slob or being lazy, even though that's what all kids do, all boys do, it really was driving her crazy. And I do believe that if any time in the last, from 13 to 18... with my son, anytime in the last 5 years, if I would have done something to her, I believe a jury of my peers would have found me innocent.
Yes.
But now, fortunately for my wife, and I guess for our show, the thought has not passed my mind in 18, 19 hours now.
Well, that is wonderful news.
To somehow find a way to...
And I think it comes from her.
To push her off the chair or stop the car in the middle of the road and say, oh, look, there's an animal there. And then she gets out of the car, push her out of the car.
Smoke the tires.
No need for that now.
No, I've not had that. I've not had that thought.
That's great.
And we didn't... And listen to this. There was not even any sex involved. It was just, dare I say it, good old-fashioned... togetherness.
And this is it. This bodes very well.
So I'm liking.
So you two like each other?
I believe so.
And you like each other?
I mean, I know she likes me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know I like her. I don't know. I'm not sure she likes me.
I think she likes you.
I think she does. It's a weird time. For us.
Still adjusting, I'm sure.
You know, no kid around.
Right.
And man, do I miss him. You know, and the problem is because we have cell phones and everything, we still we talk all the time.
Well,
hey, there she is.
Sweetie.
Do you find me relevant?
Do I find you relevant?
Please don't answer a question with a question.
I'm sorry, I was opening a drawer and I didn't hear the question. I'm not stalling for time.
Do you find me relevant?
I find you annoying and relevant, yes.
Annoying and relevant.
Well, now, see, this blows...
kind of backhanded, but it's better than what I've gotten.
Here I've spent talking about how last night we went out, we had that nice dinner, and then at one point you finally said the words I've been waiting for you to say my whole life. You said, I'm out. I got nothing else to say. That was it. That was... Do you remember that? Do you remember that at dinner?
I remember. I hated it. We were just looking at each other, and because they dropped our dinner, my dinner, we had to sit there with extra time to look at each other, and it's like, okay.
I know, but think about it. Think about that moment.
I was racking my brains too. Don't think I wasn't trying.
No. That's a great moment in history.
No,
you don't see the enormity of the situation.
No, because you know, a lot of other people. That I would go out to dinner with, I'd be jabbering away the whole night. I'd have stuff.
See, that's the great thing about being married for 22 years is that you don't have to make the forced small talk.
We talk about people at other tables who sit there, couples that look like they have spent too long together.
And those people are never us, because we always have highly animated discussions between the two of us. But last night, and I think it's a good sign with the boy, I was just saying, Mike, maybe I am irrelevant now.
I don't know. Maybe you're characterizing it in a different way than your wife might have characterized.
I thought it was a good thing that we went out to dinner.
I thought it was pathetic.
Oh, God. I did not expect this.
No.
I didn't expect this.
You know, someday you're going to hear this tape. Someday after I've killed you.
Oh, yeah. That's it. The 18 hours is passed.
You're going to hear this tape, and you're going to know. You're going to say, my God, he was saying wonderful things in the moments before he bludgeoned me to death.
I'm sorry. I wasn't listening. I was just on the phone. I blame myself. I mean, I...
Well, you should. Let's get that on tape.
I just want to say it is nice to know that happily married, long-term married, separated, divorced, anyhow, that the issues still remain.
Yeah.
Issues still remain. It's men, it's women, ladies and gentlemen.
All I know is I'm happy that you said last night that when you said... That's it, I'm out.
The word she has used would be pathetic.
I use the word fantastic, brilliant, or orgasmic, fabulous, wonderful.
Potato, potato, you know.
Yeah, semantics.
It's a great thing. I just think it's a great thing. And then how do you explain the fact that you and I slept in until 8 a.m. this morning?
Oh, that was great.
There you go.
But that's got nothing to do with the other thing.
Well, sure it does. You know why? Because last night, think about it.
You had such a good time that you needed a little extra snack time.
That's right. Last night we were relaxed. We went to dinner. Finally, all of those thoughts, some of them empty, some of them full in your head, that go right to your mouth and come out, they're all gone. They're all gone. No wonder you slept like a princess last night.
All right.
At approximately 8:59 last night, I'm surprised lightning didn't strike. Well, my wife said, that's it. I'm out of things to talk about. I think that this is a crowning achievement in our marriage.
Well, then I will try and nurture that little flicker of running out of things, of not chatting. I mean, I've been feeling bad that it was a bad thing, that it made me boring. But I will encourage that trait in myself and oftentimes just have nothing in my head worth saying.
You know, really, as someone who has dined with your lovely wife, you know, when we've gone out in social situations, Frida is the kind of individual you want to have at a social gathering because she facilitates conversation.
She doesn't shut up.
I mean, I would rather have...
She just goes on.
I would rather have a Frida at a dinner party than have someone who, you know, just sits there. You know, that's so it's a good thing in a way.
Give me four or five dinners to get over this, and then you can take her out sometime. So,
I don't like the dead air, you know.
I don't either.
But listen, after you've lived with someone, as long as we've lived together, when we go out, there is no dead air.
Right.
Every once in a while, it's a blessing.
Well,
I mean,
think about
it. Last night, we talked about my job, how crappy the syndication thing is. We talked about all the stuff you're doing that I know you don't want me to talk about on the radio, your career stuff. We talked about the boy, and then we reached that glorious moment. That's it. Now, the only thing that we have left of relevance to discuss, and there's the word, is where your food is. And we found the answer. They dropped it on the floor. They dropped your piece of fish on the floor.
I know, and that was another reason. My blood sugar was low. I just couldn't get it worked up to think.
Okay. That's what it is.
Well, listen, whatever it was.
Is it after they dropped her food that she said she was out? Is that when you said you were out, Frida? When they
it was in the stall as we were waiting for my food, and plus you got to remember we just spent so many weeks together.
Yeah, 2 weeks together, just she and I. No boy around as a buffer.
Just the two of us, and we really have run the gamut of things. I would have to become an astronaut to get a whole new topic of things to talk about. I'm done.
Darling, but we talk about them all. Now, don't we? Come on, give me some slack on this. Besides the work stuff that I know you don't like talking about, we've talked about all that other stuff. You're the guy that was blind for 40 years and now he can see. Darling,
well,
who got out the binocs and showed you Mars?
Oh, no, I saw Mars before you did, but you showed me that you found it, too. I would have been looking at it for nights.
Well, I'm running out of stuff to talk to you about now. Anyway, I love you, and I'm very glad that last night we had such a nice night together.
All right, I'll try and I'll look on it as a good thing, then.
I think it's a good thing.
I was thinking we were one of those couples that sit at restaurants who don't say a word.
Honey, it's the first. Listen, for the first time in 18 years, you finally said, "I've got nothing else to say." I loved it.
Okay, well, I'm done now, too.
Great, so am I. I love you. I'll see you.
Okay, goodbye, sweetie. Love you.
Bye-bye. Well, she might not have looked at it the same way you did.
No, I think when she looks back in retrospect, she'll see what a breakthrough moment it was in our relationship, in our relevant relationship.
Might want to remember the words low blood sugar.
Right. Yes, that's right, Buzz. Fix her diet. And then I was feeling so happy. I got home and I said, she didn't care for this when we got home, and I said, I just came in. This is a funny gag. And it really stinks, but I was just so happy we got home and like we didn't have this bothersome conversation. I said, how about from now on, whenever each of us refers to either Ben Affleck or Jennifer Lopez, and I wrote this down, we call them Bennifer Jalek. And she said, you're mental. And I said, no, from now on.
I'm with her there.
From now on, if you want to talk about either in this house, either Ben Affleck or Jennifer Lopez, we call them Bennifer Jalek. I said, don't you think that's funny? She said, not really. Mm-hmm. I said, I think it's funny. I'm going to write it down. That's how funny I think it is.
Big F.
So, yeah, I wrote it down.
Jennifer, what is it?
Bennifer Jalek.
Bennifer Jalek?
Then I wrote, funny, question mark.
Or Bennifer Jafleck?
No, but see,
it's got to be J.
It's got to be Jalek.
It's J-Lo.
So it's Bennifer Jalek.
Right.
Let me say that. I wrote down. It was funny last night, but I wasn't drunk or anything last night.
I should have been.
I was high on life last night.
Yeah.
Why should you have been drunk?
No, I just, the whole relevance issue.
Yeah.
As I was talking to my friends, the four W's.
They are?
The four walls.
When you thought
I was talking to my four walls in my bedroom.
With your empty bulb?
My naked bulb. Talking to my four walls. As I turned the TV off and just looked at the four walls.
When you thought Bennifer was funny, how was your blood sugar?
Oh. It was fine.
Okay.
It was fine.
Bennifer Jalek?
All right. Listen,
How about Bennifer? What is it?
I'll cop to this. I didn't come to the show with a lot prepared today.
All right.
We have a very short
Bennifer
show.
Bennifer Jalek.
Yeah.
That's what it should be. Bennifer Jalek.
Oh, I wrote Bennifer Jalek. Mm-hmm. So it should be Jalek?
Because it's Affleck.
Yeah.
So you think.
So you want the F in there.
So Bennifer Jalek. Bennifer Jalek, funny.
Right.
No. Okay.
No, it's clever.
It is clever.
Very Thanks. Clever, boys.
Thanks. I'm working on it, Mike.
I understand.
I'm working on being relevant.
You're working on being relevant.
Trying to be funny.
I'm trying to build up the relevancy of my life.
Be a good guy.
And I thank you all for your relevant comments.
Oh, well, no.
It meant a lot.
You're relevant.
We're here. I'm trying. Hey, you go through moments of not feeling relevant.
And consider this, much as I was happy with my wife, there's never been a moment with you where I've waited for you to say, that's it, I'm out.
No, I have a different responsibility.
Because you're never out.
Even
off the radio.
I'm never out.
You're never out.
No, and that works. I gotta never be out.
That's what makes you relevant.
Thank you, Buzz.
There you go.
I feel much better now.
So you feel good now.
And I'm actually really excited about this whole game thing.
So we'll go to the game. We'll have a good time.
Absolutely.
we'll see how long it takes us to run enough to talk about. That's the difference when you're with. I don't want to use the word friend because
yeah, you don't.
When you're with the guys,
yeah, you don't need
that. And I've both Rob and Mike coming down with me tonight. Mm-hmm. That's what that is. That's like one of those clown cars at the circus.
Yeah, that'll be festive, and then but you know when you're one, when you're one on one, it doesn't matter.
Right. So anyway,
I think I'll keep her.
That's
good news.
Excellent. That's the motto of today's sermon, kids. I think I'll keep her. And that's it. We're going to the game tonight, and traffic will be horrific.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's any way, those of you, I think we'll be taking the Wilson Bridge by any way that any of you could possibly give us that DJ exemption.
Yeah, let us go in the emergency lane the entire way to FedEx Field.
Mm-hmm. If you don't mind.
The easiest thing might be anyone within the sound of your voice, just stay to the right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Once the Escalade goes by, you know, you...
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike. We got a break here. Hello, WJFK. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Mike.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Your ex, she's the irrelevant one because I got over your divorce very quickly, but if you left the show, I would have been crushed for decades.
That's sweet of you, and I from the bottom of my heart, that is a very...
You are the cookies in my Milky Cookies in the afternoon.
Thank you.
All right, my brother.
Thank you.
From a different friend.
That's a friend right there.
That's right. That's right.
Nice to know that there are friends out there. The great anonymous.
WJFK. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Turn your radio down.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Yes, it's Jennifer Lofleck.
Okay, listen.
Now I'm sorry.
Jennifer
for
Lofleck. It's Lopez. It's not.
I'm
not J-Lo.
But you are combining the Affleck. Well, that.
Yeah. I'm right.
Jennifer
Lofleck.
Well, everybody.
Jennifer Lofleck.
How about y'all give me
yes.
That's it. He might have it.
How about, just,
I'm right.
But just give me.
Yeah.
Jennifer is funny.
Jennifer is
very funny.
Funny.
Okay, thank you.
Jennifer Lofleck.
I can't stop laughing.
Thank you. Yeah, see, Jennifer funny.
Yeah. Jennifer Lofleck.
Be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What up? It's kicking in the house, homeboy.
The Don and Mike Show. Broadcasting live from downtown Dumbass, the Don and Mike Show.
When you woke up today, you didn't think you were going to hear Pablo Cruz, did you? Ruined it. Playing it. It's the best of Don and Mike, and hello to Travis Edlin up in the dump room. Wanted to say hi. And moving on, best of Don and Mike, disc jockeys from Bakersfield, California. You know what the best thing about Bakersfield is? Not Sacramento. Enjoy the segment. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's happening, Don?
Hey, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
I don't know if you can hear me. I'm in my tractor trailer.
Yes, we can hear you fine, sir.
I just thought I'd call the show. I'm a new listener. And,
we got a special deal for our new listeners.
Really? What's that?
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hi there. Listen, first time caller, love the show. I'm actually a jock out here in California, and I listen to you guys
a
lot.
Are you now? Does that mean you're a disc jock, or are you an athletic jock,
or a caddy?
Hey, let me just say, whatever works. No, I actually work on the air.
And you're a disc jock, so you're a jock. Where are you working at?
I'm working at in Bakersfield, and I'm embarrassed to be a Californian.
And you should be saying that on your radio show, honey.
Yeah, well, no, I'm just going to share with you guys. God only knows who's listening here in Bakersfield, but of course you know now it's California.
California, yes.
It's California, but
I find it hard to believe that this girl hasn't moved up to a bigger market yet.
I'm surprised.
I just can't believe it. It's going to make me cry.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, why don't, what type of format are you working in radio?
Hot AC. I do a morning show.
Hot AC. That means, songs that even the boss can agree on. So you do a morning show. Why don't you vent some of this on your morning show?
Well, we did a little, but it's...
No, honey, you got to go all the way with it, though.
No. Yeah, and you hate Arnold. You got to say you hate Arnold.
Well... It's not that I hate him. It's just embarrassing to me to think that he's going to be our governor.
You should say that.
He is, we've talked a little bit about it, and it's kind of a conservative town. I love the town that I work in.
Honey, there's a way to, what's the station you work at?
Oh, boy, you're going to out me, aren't you?
It's a free, no, I'm getting somewhere there. It's a free plug. I'm going to show you how to do it. Well, what's your station?
Okay, I work for Kelly 95.3.
Kelly 95.3. Why is it called Kelly?
Because somebody had a station that they named Alice.
Oh.
And then a million radio stations in America.
No, that's our call letters. K-L-L-Y.
Who is the celebrity you most resemble?
Oh, well, let's see. I've been told I look like Lily Taylor and Julia Roberts together.
Lily Taylor.
Your station is called, well, at least the call letters make sense. I know for what, but the station in Denver, K-A-L-C,
is Alice.
They call themselves Alice. Mm-hmm. And now stations that have call letters that are like K-X-Y-X, they call themselves Alice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have an Alice just up the way. Hi, Rob.
A sister station to Alice called Ralph. Mm-hmm.
They did. Yep. But, Rob, you're going to have a tough time getting a word in on this lady.
Well, you can't spell A-C without C.
Sorry, guys.
All right, hold on. So you work at Kelly 95.
Kelly 95.3.
Here's how you handle it. How you doing this morning? Good looking Thursday. Almost heading into the Friday. Hey, I'm the non-threatening morning talent playing the same song. Good morning. Going to be about 80 today in Bakersfield. 15 minutes after 7, get the youngsters off to school. You don't think just what a crazy state we live in? God, I hate Arnold Schwarzenegger. Here's Chicago and Kelly.
It's just that mellow.
You throw it in, you guys,
we need a little bit of like Michelle Branch and Matchbox 20. We don't go, that's like classic rock stuff.
All right, so do we have that handy?
A little Michelle Branch, a little Alanis Morissette, maybe a little Avril Lavigne.
If I really have to experiment with that type of music, I mean, don't you get it? The music really is.
Well, she wasn't able to understand your example because you were using the music out of the format.
No, I'm joking, guys. I get it. You're absolutely right.
Well, perhaps though, with another example, you would understand a little clearer.
All right, let's see. Maybe
please, Mike. Another example.
Yeah, I think that's important.
Let me see. What would you play on your station? Would you play Down Under by Men at Work? How about Get in Line by the Bare Naked Ladies?
Sure, why not? That sounds great.
That's my favorite Bare Naked Ladies song, too.
All right, let me check.
It's a little quicker, too.
Let me check
out
the intro.
Less time, you got to get to it.
I have to give you guys props, though. Mike, you're an absolute genius with your voices.
Thank you.
I'm amazed and astonished and wowed by you all the time.
Thank you very much.
And I think you're great.
Are you talking to her? Are you talking to me?
Yes.
I'm talking to her.
Everywhere I go.
No problem.
So now you got to get to it really quickly.
No problem. Hey, good morning. And it is a good morning. Sunshine, high 85. About the only bad thing I can think of is that idiot Arnold Schwarzenegger got elected. Hey, it's Kelly 95.
That's good.
Excellent.
Honey, you can do it. No matter what they tell you at radio, mm-hmm. if you want to say it, you can say it. Even if you have to fit it in the middle of gibberish.
You know that this town, Bakersfield, California,
You know what that is? I'm sorry. That's a cop-out. You're going to be working your entire career in Bakersfield.
Oh, no. If you are afraid...
You say it with a smile in your voice. That's what Don was doing. You say horrible, mean things with a smile in your voice.
But if you're afraid to say that Arnold Schwarzenegger is an idiot or you're embarrassed to be from California and you have a radio show and you're afraid of the backlash in Bakersfield that might cause...
No, I'm not afraid of anything. I'm just
then do it. Then do it tomorrow.
Super conservative town. They love...
Honey, it's not a... Listen, it's not a super... What's so super conservative? What's the worst case scenario? That you got on in the middle of one of your radio records tomorrow and you said...
And they'd fire me. That would be the worst.
They would fire you for saying Arnold Schwarzenegger's an idiot?
Things have happened, but I'm not afraid.
Don't be afraid. Then press forward.
Give me the phone number for this radio station. I'm gonna bet you... your program director, who has to just be a...
You want to call my program director?
A beacon of brilliance, you know, working his...
Oh, he is. He's fantastic. He's a great guy.
I bet he would have no problem if you were to say that you thought California was going to slide off into Mexico.
And that's a nice way of saying it, or slide into the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You say it in a nice way.
Because of Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah, and you can say, boy, he's so stupid.
Hey, you want to call my PD? You want to call him? That's a challenge.
Yeah,
you want to call him?
Sure. Hold on a second.
All right.
Hold on. Give the number to Robbie, please.
Okay.
Let me put you on hold. Oh, there she is, right there.
Who's the first, before Julia Roberts post, who's the first lady she said she looked
like? That was like a Lynn Taylor or something?
I don't know who it was.
Lynn Tyler?
We have a photo of her from a website.
Oh, good. Okay.
We'll pass it to you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Print it out. That's so helpful.
We're getting the...
Thank God for the internet.
Yeah.
got it.
Kelly 95.3.
Dicing! Mike, as you know, Bakersfield is very conservative. You certainly couldn't say anything.
She's not unattractive.
Yeah. Well, right, I need it back for the phone number,
there
please.
There is no higher praise.
I'm sure.
Well, no, come on. All right, mister. You know, okay,
I'm sure if you're
slick.
No.
Why don't you come over and take a look at the picture?
If you met her in a bar, you'd call her babe.
I would. I'll call her babe on the phone.
Listen, what is your PD's name?
His name is EJ.
EJ, of course.
And Mike, was that a backhanded compliment?
Yes, it was.
All right, just
don't pay any attention to my competitor over in the news booth.
That's <right.
laughs> I was kind of feeling the wrath, you know, a little red on the face, maybe a...
No,
hold on.
She is a DJ, though. It's a handful.
She's all DJ. Call him the PD.
What's her name again? Oh,
is it Darcy?
Hey, hello.
Yeah, we got to find out if she does the morning show with the PD, which is always a possibility at these stations. That could be. Don, we should find that out.
Hold on.
Because the PD might be the morning guy, too.
All right, there you go. You can ask her.
Hey, Darcy.
Yeah.
Is the PD the morning guy?
No, it's Dean, and he loves you guys, too.
Okay,
actually,
all right, just checking. All right, then does the PD do an air shift?
Yes, he does. He does middays.
All right, very dangerous.
All right, hold on a second. Mm-hmm. Hold on a second. Yes, Buckley Radio, is EJ there? Yes, my name is Don. I'm a friend of Darcy's. Thank you. All right, so I'm on hold now, and...
You couldn't say I'm Darcy's lover.
I'm imagining, because they said who's calling.
Incidentally, it should be pointed out that we are breaking one of the primary directives of this show.
I'm
not talk to radio people.
Of Kelly? Yeah, I have a comment to make about the morning hostess. I came by the station to pick up a prize today. And when I was leaving, on the way out, I said something to her like, "You're Darcy?" And she said, "Yeah." And then I said, "Oh, you really sound so sexy." And she said, "Well, thanks." And then we went out into the parking lot, and she said, what CD did you get? And I showed her it was the Bare Naked Ladies. And then she said, "How would you like to see a real Bare Naked Lady?" And then she brought me back to her place, and I think she gave me a roofie. Yes, she did. And I don't know who to call. I mean, it's weird. I understand that the circumstances in today's climate are weird, but I just had to say that she groped me. She attacked me. She abused me. She made me do things that I didn't want to do to her.
What happened when you woke up in the morning?
You hear laughter in the background because I have the radio turned up. Let me turn the radio and TV down for a second.
Woke up in the morning.
Listen, what do you mean you'll make another... Don. Okay, so now... Okay, why didn't you tell me you knew? Is this girl really your disc jockey? All right, can I put you on the air for a second? All right.
So he knew the whole time, he was just playing along.
Yeah, all of that.
Well, I still enjoyed it. There he is. Is this the PD?
Yeah.
Now, this lady DJ, and incidentally, just for the record, I'm not for this. Here's what girls are good for in radio. Answering the phone at the front desk... Doing a traffic report from a helicopter, and occasionally give them an overnight shift.
Right.
You got to throw them on somewhere, throw them on, you know, on the overnight. But.
No.
Since you're saddled with Darcy doing this morning show, we think you ought to let her speak her mind, and
now,
she's very distraught.
She's afraid that if she says she thinks Arnold Schwarzenegger is an idiot, that you'll fire her.
I would never do such a thing.
So she can basically get on her show and talk about not liking Arnold.
Well, I wouldn't go and encourage her to do that.
Okay, but if she felt like, if she had a strong feeling that she wanted to share with the listening audience, she could.
Of course she could.
Excellent.
So she is allowed to say, I guess, well, she doesn't have to ask your permission, but it's fully within her job parameter to be able to say she thinks Arnold Schwarzenegger's an idiot.
Yeah, I never put words in her mouth.
And your name is EJ?
That's correct.
All right, so you, EJ, you can say, I, EJ, give Darcy permission to speak her mind.
Hold on, we got another guy who says that these people in Bakersfield are lying to us. Puck.
Hey, this is the program director at your station, man.
Right, KGEO, huh?
Yeah, thanks, Darcy, for dropping call letters, by the way, on my station.
Hey, listen, dude, our guy...
I understand him.
But let me just tell our guy, don't worry about it. We wouldn't mention it. I've not even heard the station, but don't worry about it. We could say Kelly, whatever the frequency is. People will turn it on. as she already said, they'll hear a stupid song by Michelle Branch, Avril Lavigne, they'll figure out it's a one-trick pony, and they'll leave it right away. I got no problem talking about our competition here in Washington, D.C. Mix 107.3, turn that station on right now. I guarantee you'll hear Natalie Imbruglia, and then you'll want to stop at a gun store. These radio stations are a dime, a dozen. You have nothing to lose.
You, my friend, have a unique program on your radio station.
You are not.
The best goddamn radio show.
You have nothing to lose. You have nothing to lose.
But you know what? I like a PD getting involved. I like that. I like the fact that he called.
Listen, here's what you do, though. Here's how you turn that frown upside down. The deal is, this dumb bitch who does the morning show, she called us.
Exactly.
She called us.
You turn that into your promo.
Well, that's the first thing I'm doing. I'm calling my big balls voice guy.
Right, and you say, even the competition. Right.
Uh-huh. Right.
So it's a win-win, and don't worry about us talking about them, because how can... I'm looking at her Joker-like mouth right now. I can't imagine anything worthwhile comes out of it on a radio.
Is she still on the line?
She's on another line. You and I speak the same language, all three of us now, the language of programmers. You immediately know. You hear somebody's hair check tape. You talk to them on the
We have that, the other. Is EJ on the line, too?
Are you still there, EJ?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So we got two PDs and us now. I'm feeling very comfortable.
You hear someone, you immediately know. Either he's got it or she's got it. And you say, yeah, they're ready to move. Maybe not to the top, but they're ready to move up the ladder. I knew immediately. I heard this lady. She's from Bakersfield. It's downhill from here. It's downhill. I wish her Godspeed, because it's a hard business for a woman to get into.
But just for the record, EJ, you have given permission for her to speak her mind, correct?
Always.
Right. But the easiest way for her to get out of Bakersfield is to sleep with as many guys like EJ as she can. Because, frankly, that's how
it works. Is that your final advice? Is that the final advice you would have for her?
She might be sleeping with him now.
Is she sleeping with you, EJ?
No, she's not.
All right.
I mean,
I think she chooses the other sex. I think she switches it.
Oh, well, that's good, too. That's that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. Calm down, program director at our station.
I'm pissed.
Why are you pissed?
Well, I'm pissed because this dumb broad calls up, and that's fine. She works for a radio station in Bakersfield, but then you sit there, you drop your call letter.
Hey, listen, for the last time, guy from KGEO, our station, will you please get over that? Will you please give your audience enough credit to know that it's okay for us to badmouth the other station? Eventually, we're going to go to a place where they're going to not be made to look the greatest.
Right.
Well, it's difficult because you're trying to build up. We got to.
I think it's only fair to bring Darcy Breck back into this conversation.
Okay. All right. Hold on.
Is Darcy?
By the way, guys, thanks for the support, really, on the female host. I feel good about it, and just so you know.
I know, it's hard for you.
I'm not stooping my boss.
EJ said that you're not sleeping with him. No. We established that.
He's a good guy. And the other guy over KGEO, I don't know, when was the last time he had some? That's my question.
See, that's why I thought it was important.
He's having a tough time.
I thought it was important to bring Darcy back.
You know, the funny thing is that I love this show, so he should be complimented.
There you go.
He is.
And I think Darcy, you have the permission of your lover, EJ, to say this about Arnold Schwarzenegger on your show. And our guy...
Well, now, what's our guy's name? I forgot it.
His name is Puck.
Puck, do you want to say anything to Darcy?
Darcy, thank you for giving me plenty of promo material.
Hey, you know.
All right, hold on. All of you, hold on a second, please. Everybody hold on, because there's another DJ phoning now.
Oh, God.
And it's not Tom Gavin. It's someone from some other area code. Steve.
Yeah.
Where are you, a DJ?
Hey, I'm in Bakersfield, guys. What's up?
We've got the entire Bakersfield radio
Mike,
community.
Mike.
Yes, sir.
Mike, I got a question for you, buddy. Where's the crack attack tonight?
Well, now, is that just you, or what?
That was a guy, I'm sorry, he was from the...
I thought he might have been indicating that they were all busting on us here, but I don't think that's happening.
All right, well, let's let EJ go right now. Hey, EJ.
Yeah?
Tell me something, what do you got coming up today for that big drive home?
We've got the big SAT 520 question of the day for your secret lounge ticket.
Yeah!
You are a douchebag.
Yeah! Goodbye, thanks for taking our call. See you later.
Thank you, EJ.
Dope. Man. And you, honey, say that tomorrow on your show. Go ahead.
You guys are... Oh! See, I can't say it. F-bomb hilarious.
All right, Darcy.
See, I can't say that on my show. So I
all right, Darcy.
On
Darcy, show. Have a nice day, and thank you for calling.
Goodbye. Go put that big Muppet mouth to some good use.
We should have.
And finally, here's the very insecure PD of our station in Bakersfield.
Hey, Puck, you need some antidepressants.
Hey, God bless you guys. You guys are the best thing on this radio show, and I love you to death.
Thank you, Puck.
God bless you.
Chill out, dude.
Yeah, calm down. Puck, go get loaded tonight.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get laid and loaded.
Thank you.
All right. Maybe you should do the same thing, Mike.
You don't have to change that with me, buddy.
Okay. See you later.
Hey, ho!
Bye, Puck.
We should have radio people on.
I hate them. I hate them all. Put them all in a bunker and let, throw some dynamite in there.
Let that one go under the vial. They called us. We didn't call it. Well, we did call the PD just to find out if she was on the level.
They started it. Does it not verify?
Buzz. Thanks, Buzz. They started it.
Does it not verify why we have that rule?
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But I'm curious of all your opinion, who was the most radio person of Puck. That trilogy? You think?
Going away.
I think it was Darcy.
Our guy was.
Our guy was.
I think Puck was.
All the way.
Darcy even close?
She was as far as a female, you know, the guy who was really kind of like whatever,
EJ,
was EJ. Because when Don asked him what he had coming up at 5, that's the funniest part when he talked about it. The SAT question of the day.
Well, for tickets to Secret Lounge.
He knew that would be funny, so that was the guy that I ended up liking.
You know what she does? It's a he said, she said show,
yeah. Right?
So it's the guy with the goatee, and it's her, and it's he must say something like, hey, I want to tell you something. Last night I was watching TV, and I saw some jiggling, and she would go, stop it, stop it. Stop. Meanwhile, here on our show, she dropped the F-bomb.
Like
it was no problem. Like, you know, that word comes out of her mouth every 15 minutes.
God, I love radio people.
I love you, EJ. I love you, Darcy. We pulled it over on them, didn't we? Yes, we did. Meanwhile, our guy at our station is going, God damn it! Our guy's going nuts.
All right. That's right. Radio, what would life be without it?
Stay there. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hi there. Attention, students. Hi, this is Surf from WJFK wishing Frederick Douglass High School class of 1993 congratulations and have a wonderful, wonderful grad night.
That's the competition.
The Don and Mike Show. Ready to pick you up and shake you in a figure eight. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Make that the best of Don and Mike. And anytime I hear the Osmonds sing Yo-Yo, you know we're going to do an interview with Troy Aikman.
On the telephone now, someone that we would drop everything at a moment's notice for. Now, they're so uptight about us talking to Troy Aikman, like he's never heard the type of vile that we throw out on the radio.
We're vile.
Here he is, our vile.
Our vile in a vial.
Now, I've been asked to introduce him as Troy Aikman, Fox NFL analyst and sporting news radio host. Hey, Troy.
Hey, how's everything?
What's up, dude?
How are you, Troy?
I'm doing good.
So your handlers, the people who protect you from radio shows, were very upset that we might ask you something that would be somehow interpreted wrong, and what they don't know is that we're the biggest jock sniffers on the planet.
They're very, very protective over there at Sporting News Radio.
And they probably also don't know how tough you have to be to play in the NFL.
There you have it.
You don't need to worry about us at all.
And now because you have a job in radio, you know how tough it is, how demanding, how physically tough it is to be behind a microphone, eh?
Very few people out there know how demanding it can be.
My first question, Troy, how many concussions have you suffered since you joined Sporting News Radio?
Just a couple.
All right.
It's
very
physical up there in a three-man booth. It gets physical at times.
Very good.
So you're up there with those other two guys. We've had Chris Collinsworth on the show, Giraffe Neck. He's funny. He's funny. And then you've got the other guy. You've got the announcer, Joe Buck. We've had him on.
Joe Buck is a very funny guy. And a very good guy.
He's like Bob Newhart, buttoned down.
Yeah, absolutely. I love him.
He is extremely, extremely talented.
So Troy,
extremely funny.
My question is, when do we see the wacky side of Troy Aikman come out during these games?
You know, I don't know. I don't know that you get to. I think my job is to actually try to bring a little bit of focus to the field. I think that's why I'm in the booth.
Well, that's right. That they do want that. But I think just one time it'd be funny as hell if you just
maybe decked Joe Buck.
Yeah, I was slap him.
Slap him like just bitch slap him.
Just slap him because one time.
See, I like him. I hate saying that, but no. How about he bitch slaps Chris Collinsworth? He could do that.
No,
me or Chris or Joe.
No. Hey, wait. Here you go. Joe Buck bitch slaps Chris Collinsworth, and then you break it up.
No, all you have to do is just...
You know, that would be a fight worth watching.
Just slap his glasses off.
Two of those guys.
Just slap his glasses off. I want to tell you something about Troy Aikman. And I may have mentioned this on the air that a couple of years ago, when he was calling a Redskins-Cowboys game out at the Snyder Stadium.
Right.
I was up there at that level where they do the broadcast from, and Troy Aikman came out, and he's frankly, he's bigger than you think he is. I mean, he's a tall man.
Right, yeah.
And you're
killing me now, you know that.
Here's what I enjoyed about watching you in action, Troy. You appeared affable. You appeared willing to say hello to anyone who came up, sign an autograph, be a pal. But at the same time, and this is a compliment, I mean this.
Okay.
You gave off a vibe that said, stay away from me.
Right.
There was, you know, you get close. I saw people go, hey, look, there's Troy Aikman. Wow, he's taller than I thought. Yeah. You want to go up to him? And then you look at him and you go, no, no. I think he's a guy.
So did you resist the urge to run up to him?
Oh, yeah, of course I did.
Because he gave off that vibe to you?
Of course I did.
Right. Well, are you going to be at the game on Sunday?
Yes, I am.
Well, come up and say hello.
There you go.
Really?
We're doing the broadcast on Sunday.
All right, so you're coming to the Redskins. Oh, of course, you're the Redskins Tampa Bay. That's the number one
game.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Troy, now I know you want to get in the plug for Sporting News Radio.
Just so you know, I mean, I've had bigger compliments in my life. I'm still trying to figure out where the compliment was.
Here's the compliment.
Huh?
Here's the compliment. Okay. Now, I'm a man of much less stature than you. I'm a local disc jockey. Yet, and you'll
Don, you are a nationally syndicated disc jockey. You don't sell yourself short.
You'll find this hard to believe. When I go out somewhere, occasionally someone will see me and will come up and will, you know, and who am I to say, well, I wouldn't want to do that. You must get it all the time. I try to give off that vibe. I try to give off that vibe that says, I'm here with my wife.
Stay away.
I'm nice. Mm-hmm. I'm funny. But don't
approach. If it happens to me, I pull up extra seats.
But don't approach me. Anyway, it was a compliment, Troy.
I appreciate it. Thank you much. But, dude, I mean that. Come up on Sunday. I'd love to see you.
Okay. You're going to be sorry you said that.
You're going to have a little boy waiting out. You have a little boy waiting outside the broadcast booth at 10 a.m.
Now, Sporting News Radio. So you're on Sporting News Radio. Do you have to take calls from the Great Unwashed?
We don't. No, we do not take calls. And
lucky.
I'm sorry?
You're lucky.
Yeah. You know what? I've done some of those, and actually, I do enjoy it. I mean, I do enjoy taking the calls and hearing what people have to say. But because of our format and everything else, it becomes a little bit difficult. But we do have a guest on most every week. This week we had Peyton Manning on, and he was great. You know, obviously a big win that he went through on Monday night. It was great getting him on the show.
So you don't like doing any of those prank calls?
No, we don't do any of those things. No, this we're a serious football show.
Serious football.
Yeah, right. A lot like this. A lot like what we're doing now.
How is your friend, and actually our friend as well, the whole time he coached the Redskins? How is Norv Turner doing?
He's doing good. He's ready to, you know, become a head coach again, I'm sure, and he's doing a good job as coordinator with the Dolphins right now. But he enjoyed his time in Washington. I think it was a frustrating finish for him, but he went through quite a bit. And I think some people are able to look back, and I know that he is, and I would be one of those as well, that can look back and think of what he went through and what the team went through during that tenure. And
he
I don't know that maybe some people realized maybe the job that he was able to do under some pretty trying circumstances.
He got treated bad.
I want to ask you about, you know, with the Cowboys, and I'm sure you've probably spoken about... Yeah, go ahead.
Just one thing about Norv.
Yeah.
I have to mention that he was such a nice man that time that I was out at Redskins Park.
Oh, you liked Norv. You had a good relationship with him.
And he actually let me sit at his desk. And then one time he was watching film and actually let me come down and, you know, was talking to me like... I knew what was going on.
Are you trying to impress Troy with that? Is that why you interrupted me?
No, I'm getting to a point with this.
Okay, all right, I'm just curious, because, you know, I was just wondering whether you were showing off or something.
No, I'm not showing.
Okay.
Mike.
Come on, babe.
I want to play the Norv tape.
All right.
When we used to have Norv on our show every week, it was very tough, because he would, you know, a lot of times they'd lose and they'd lose and they'd lose. What can you say to the guy?
He'd be down.
So we had our voice guy actually make this intro that we played for Norv Turner.
Head coach of your Washington Redskins. Remember, he doesn't deserve all the blame. Norv Turner.
And he laughed at that.
And it was tough because he was a friend of this show. He's a friend of yours, really. You did talk to him an awful lot. And it was the last days here in Washington were pretty tough for Norv Turner.
Yeah, yeah, they were tough for the whole family, and I think that's the thing that gets lost on a lot of people. And it's a profession that they choose, and from there he went on to the Chargers, was there for a year, and it was a difficult year for them there, and now he's with Miami, and last year was a tough finish for them, not making it to the playoffs, but you know, through no fault of his own, he did a heck of a job with Ricky Williams and that offense, and I hope that they're able to do well this year. There's a lot of people with that team that I'm close with, especially Norv. He's a very close friend of mine, and I think he deserves another shot in the league. I think he's an outstanding football coach, and I think given the right situation, he could be very successful.
Troy, do you support Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Do I support him?
Yes.
You know what? That's a good question. I don't know. I haven't had to yet. You know?
Do you live in California?
Well, we've got a home there, yeah, but I'm in Dallas. We're in Dallas most of the time.
Have you had the pleasure of meeting Arnold?
I have.
Okay. And your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are that, like most things, I mean, even your guys' jobs, it's, you know, the guys that are good at it make things look easy, and I think a lot of people tend to believe that they can move into other arenas and have success, and there are those people that have been able to do it from time to time.
But he's not one of them.
You know, I think just going from being an actor to then running a state, and granted, you get a lot of help, but I don't know about that. But,
Try, you stop and you think about it. It's pretty funny, isn't it?
Well,
I mean, really, you stop and you, you think about it.
The whole process was
funny.
Comical. There's no question about it.
Funny.
I mean, look at the people that ran, for crying out loud.
Yeah, pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. Now, how do you feel that Parcells is going to do down in Dallas? Do you think that's going to be a good fit? I guess any coach can go to any franchise, but obviously you've got that whole cowboy thing down there. Do you think he's going to be a decent fit?
Yeah, I mean, he already has been, and I think he's tremendous. I really, you look at what he's done everywhere that he's been, and it's not surprising why he's had success. He gets the players' attentions. He is very thorough in how he prepares the team to play. And that's what he's done here in Dallas. I mean, they're 3-1. They're leading the division. And they've got the Eagles this week. And I think it's going to be a heck of a ball game. Some people would say, well, they don't have much of a chance. I tend to think that they do. If Quincy Carter can keep playing the way that he's played, the defense is good, and the Eagles are struggling. They beat them. If they beat them, then they've got the Detroit Lions. They're a better team than they are. They could be 5-1 after the next 2 weeks.
Here's
a lot of things can happen. So
I was just handed the pass to get me up to the broadcast area, and someone wrote, to meet Troy Aikman.
Are you going
to
follow up on that and shake hands with Troy this weekend?
I will, depending on what he... Now, Troy, and we're glad to promote again, Troy Aikman, Fox NFL analyst, sporting news radio host. You know, everybody knows who you are. For the great Troy Aikman. And listen, really, you know, we're just jock sniffers.
Man.
Great football player. Great, great career. And you're good up in the booth. Thanks for being on our show.
That's
Troy Aikman. You'll see him on the lead games, Fox NFL, with the other guys, with Joe Buck and Turkey Neck. And then he's on Sporting News Radio.
I think we gave Joe Buck the sex quiz.
I think we have. But we didn't feel as weird as we do with Troy Aikman.
Troy, when you see Joe, you'll have to commiserate with him about the Don and Mike show and see if he remembers.
Yeah,
like he'll remember.
You know what? I'm sure he will remember it. Unfortunately, he's going to be doing baseball for the next 3 weeks.
Oh, that's right. He's doing the Fox baseball.
Awesome. Stuff. Who's
got the great Dick Stockton filling in?
Oh, there you go.
Next 3 games. But I look forward to seeing you on Sunday.
Just so I don't make an ass of myself, you're serious, because I've got the pass to get up there. If I get up there and say, hey, I'm the disc jockey from Thursday, are you going to give me that? I mean, if you're just going to blow me off, you could tell me now, and I'm fine.
No. No, I'd love to say hello.
All right,
all right.
You're a good man, Troy Aikman.
You, okay,
Troy.
Fellas.
Nice talking to you.
Bye, Troy.
Got it. Have a good one.
There you go.
Right.
Troy Aikman.
What is it about him? He's got a little bit of that stature thing going.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a vibe there.
It's a vibe, you know.
And now I'll have something to look forward to Sunday and report to you guys.
Why did
Monday.
We behave like that during that interview?
Because,
why did we both go into that like?
Because he's an NFL superstar and he's like a Hall of Famer, and you and I are like 2 12-year-old boys.
Ah, we are.
You know, we have no problem.
We are. I don't know what it is.
You know, and Rosemary's the perfect aunt. Look at that. There's a woman who is seeped in showbiz history, just one step away from a casket. The last thing you want to do would be to say something to offend her with the thought that she might die, and that's what she'd leave this earth with that.
Mm-hmm.
We had no problem asking. She said, oh, yes. She did.
She gave off the vibe
that she was willing to take.
All right, you know what we need? We need an addendum. When the bigger the celebrity, we always put the addendum and we say,
anyway.
you know, he's a guy that we like because we're guys and we like football players.
Well, I mean, right. About the bottom line is the way he played when he was in the NFL. I mean, he was one of those guys that would,
you just don't want to be the guy to ask Troy Aikman. That's the type of thing that the one time you will run into somebody who knows Troy Aikman or one of his goons that's with him at the game.
And, exactly.
And then that's when you get the knuckle sandwich.
What's that all about, pal?
that's when you get that. But I like
But I mean, really, when we talk about it, it's... These are legitimate questions.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
The Don and Mike Show. Something wacky this way comes. The Don and Mike Show.
That's it. The best segue I've hit all week. Okay. Moving on with the best of Don and Mike. What are you thinking? Why is everyone picking on Don?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, Mike, how the hell are you doing?
Howdy, my friend.
Hey, how's your hand doing?
Thanks for asking. Much better. I've got not the full cast anymore on my wrist, just half a cast.
And you have one little thing on your finger.
And just one of these metal splints left on my finger, so doing much better. Thank you for asking.
Well, have you ended up having to learn how to switch hit now?
No, and you know what, Buzz, when I finally do get this thing off, boy, it's going to be absolutely crystal clear because there's been no action at all for the last week.
Wow, that's...
I've had no action, and it's not that my wife...
Not that there's anything wrong with it, but this call is extraordinarily
gay.
Well,
I'm ignoring it because I enjoy talking about my own pleasure.
That's gay, too.
And it's not the fact that
my wife... Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Right. Not the fact that my wife hasn't been willing. Uh-huh. It's the fact that... you know, beneath this weak exterior lies an even weaker interior. And they gave me, like, nothing for the pain.
Right.
And I've not made a big deal about it.
Yeah.
But it's killing me. And it's like I'm taking Advil all the time and I get home.
So your finger still hurts?
Yeah. And my wrist hurts even worse. And I don't feel like having sex. However, having said that, it is getting better. And I imagine when I finally am able...
When you're able to get your grip...
to release, that it would be like turning on tap water.
You're just that against using the other hand.
Well, Buzz, the thing is...
He's in pain, he's not in the mood.
I don't feel like
this
it.
This could help the pain.
What's going on here? This is disturbing.
Well, because the alternative is hearing about what happens when he finally does.
Oh, like you're not interested, Buzz. You're the guy that helped me. You're the guy that gave me the textbook.
How do you mean that?
You know I'm not.
No, Mike, you're not guilty
of this. It's not that I'm not interested. I find it very funny, but it oogies me at the same time.
You know, the guy asked about my hand.
He did.
Which was heard 1 week ago on this show in the now famous sausage incident.
And really contributing to a theory that is held by many of our listeners that you are accident prone.
I would tend to disagree. I'm brave. I was the one that was standing there holding the microphone close enough for the sound of the...
Whilst I cowered in the background by the pitcher's mound.
No, I
was... to avoid Charlie Broyhill's flailing arms.
Mike, you were equally brave.
Really?
However...
How was I equally brave?
Because the guy could have hit the sausage right at you.
Oh, that's
you
right.
You were standing right by Broyhill.
Yeah, that's right.
I put in the coward rank... Hi, friend.
Hi.
Yeah, he was hiding.
He was miles away in the bushes, off to the side.
No, he was... Buzz was
much
actually...
Much as I do during the show.
He was actually cowering, like, in the garage part.
Miles away.
That's Buzz would jump out with a tape measure to tell us how far the stuff had gone.
He was in a different state.
Yeah.
No, listen, I would say that day that... okay, if I would have to rank, I was the bravest, but you were the second bravest.
I'm just trying to think of the history when that caller called the other day with what you have gone through in the last year.
Yeah.
You've been hit by a car.
Hit by a car and hit in the hand with a baseball bat. That's it.
And you broke your finger playing football and we had the flag football
that was,
game.
You
fell down some steps, too.
That was eons ago. Yeah. Yes, I fell down some steps, but there was no major damage done there.
Good.
And I broke my finger about 7 years ago when I skydived, when I landed the wrong way. That's it.
Wasn't there something with a trash can in Ocean City a couple weeks ago?
Rob, that was just a cut on my head.
Oh, that's all. That was it.
You had an open wound. You had an open wound on your head.
But I remember the bleeding and the bugs
didn't
flying
bleed
around.
Long.
But that was nothing that caused me to go to the hospital or you know.
You were almost killed in the Caribbean one time when you.
You love that story. Shut up.
that's a true story where I almost drowned.
Yeah. And what would we call that? If you had drowned, it would have been an accident. So, I mean, I'm just looking back.
Okay, would it have been an accident because there were signs up that said specifically no swimming past this area, and I went past where the little buoy was?
Well, they don't discriminate with accidental death.
Yeah.
You know, they actually say, you know, you die. It's not like you died on purpose.
No.
If you had not been able to make it back to shore. And if I remember correctly, you cut yourself up pretty bad on the rocks when you were coming over the reef.
I did. You know, it's amazing. I can ask Mike, what did we do on the show yesterday at this time?
He goes, no idea.
He goes, I don't know. And then I said, what about that time 12 years ago when I was on vacation, almost drowned?
You went under a couple of times and then finally made it up to the beach and you were struggling for air and gasping for air and your wife was unfazed by your near-death experience.
I remember she was reading on the other side of the beach. What board game was she playing with her sister-in-law when I came up with bloody legs and said, I nearly drowned, I swear to God. What board game?
Scrabble?
No, Rob.
Trivial Pursuit? I am the unofficial historian of the show.
Very good. Wow. That's good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Don't you remember earlier on this year when we had the terrible snow, you almost killed yourself backing out the car?
Oh no! Now again, we're going to
talk about automobile accidents. That's a different story.
Now I will tell you that I had a conversation with my insurance adjuster this week, and I am no longer in the high risk category.
All right, it's been a number of years since you've had any kind of accident.
No, I have not had a speeding ticket in over 5 years.
Right.
I've not been in an accident with another car in over 7 years. The accident I had was during one of our snowstorms.
Right.
When I was coming out of my driveway, backing out of my driveway, and I backed into one of those stone things that we had at the end of our driveway.
Yeah, it has been a while.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
My goodness. I think you got to log a accident every 6 months or so to be considered an accident.
Well, yeah.
And you have, actually, with the hitting of the head.
The head doesn't count as an actual accident.
Would your wife think you were accident prone?
I'm calling her. She'll say yes. But she'll back me up about my driving, though. Baby?
Yes, VP.
Two questions.
Yes?
Am I accident prone?
Yes, my darling.
Okay.
Are you willing now to accept the fact that you are accident prone?
No, she's VIW.
Would you call almost burning down the house because of the fireplace an accident?
You know what, Rob? I consider you to be my best buddy on the show. And you know what you're doing right now?
What?
You're turning on me.
No.
I expect it from him because it's what he does. I don't expect it from you.
I'm just trying to provide joy. That's all I do.
All right, pal. So, anyway, that was just one time.
Yeah.
I didn't open the flume.
No fire resulted.
It's not a flume, darling. That's a ride at King's Dominion. I keep trying to tell you that.
The flu.
All right, but
didn't you fall into the bushes one time, too?
No, he fell off. He, in his sleep, he ran and jumped off our balcony.
That was a long time.
Many
years
ago. That was over 20 years ago when Frida and I were first married. Mm-hmm.
Well,
didn't you have something
true, but
with
that just shows it's been a whole lifelong complex that you're accident prone.
Didn't you set the bushes on fire down by your gate?
No, I didn't, but I can't talk about that because I had a giant fight with the people who did.
Oh, that's right. So that wasn't you. That was not me.
That was not me, and I've settled my dispute with them.
Sorry.
Thanks for bringing that up, though,
I'm
pal.
Really sorry. I was just trying to. No, I was trying to put together the
memories.
I
did not set my bushes on fire.
Okay. All right.
Honey, here is the second question. First question: am I accident prone? You said yes. I disagree, but I will stand by what you think. Here's the other question: over the last 5, 6, 7 years, over the last 5 years, how is my driving record?
You are accident free, I think, in the driving area over the past 5 years.
Uh-huh.
I still, when we take Bart to Clemson, I'm still intending on taking a Valium for the ride. I haven't mentioned that to you.
However, has our insurance gone down or not because of me? I mean, the only reason we have high insurance now is because of Bart, right?
Right.
Thank you. Now, I do remember other things. You remember when we did the midday show last year? One day I was coming into work and I wasn't paying attention. And I did drive over the yellow line. And there was that kid in the Volkswagen.
mm-hmm. that had to swerve out of the way.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think everybody has those moments.
And yeah. I did what I thought was the right thing. I turned my car around and went, and nobody saw it, but I turned my car around and went back.
Mm-hmm.
Made sure the kid was okay.
Right.
But that wasn't technically an accident.
Right. Well, it depends on whether accident prone is car accident or whether it's just like getting your nicks and scrapes and your bumps and
your
bruises.
There was a time coming back from the beach about a couple months ago when that guy threw the beer bottle out of his car.
That's yeah. Now, see, that I consider accident prone.
And
like it was you
and it hit my windshield.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You are accident prone, darling. Every time we come back from a vacation, you usually have to wear some type of bandage.
All right.
All right, my darling.
Bye, honey.
All right, bye, see.
Bye. But you heard her say, though,
uh-huh.
my driving record,
so that means you're
spotless.
So that means you're willing to accept the fact that, you know, the driving record aside, that you are somewhat accident prone.
If you will give up this thing about me being a bad driver,
I didn't say that.
Oh, every time we mention driving anywhere together, you always say, I'm not getting in the car with you because I remember that time we were in Ireland when the streets were about as big as Buzz's waist.
Very narrow.
And I'm trying to drive a goddamn minivan.
I happen to be sitting on the left side of the car, which was the passenger side, when the side view mirror exploded, like next to my left eye, and I was pretty freaked out by
Your
it.
Honor, I would like to take a...
You were driving rapidly on those streets.
You know, I take offense to the word exploded, and let me also point out my good friend, Mike O'Mara, who, on the record, drove 100 miles per hour, including driving on the sidewalk.
That time we were late for the train?
In an effort to get to Union Station.
You're absolutely right. I was horrible that day, and I put people's lives in jeopardy, and for that I'm forever
Rob.
Remorseful.
Here's the notes from Rob.
All right.
Mike drove 100 miles an hour to Union Station.
Right.
Second note, who's your buddy now? Thank you.
Thanks, Rob.
Thanks, friend.
We're back in the normal mode.
Yep. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Don, do you remember that story about when you got your legs caught in the bicycle spokes when you were little and got all mangled
okay.
up?
Okay, listen. Hello?
God. Now we are going back.
I was 8 years old.
Yeah, it counts.
It's really kind of out of my control when I'm 8 years old.
It's a funny story anyway.
I'm glad the fact that my legs got caught in the spokes of the bicycle.
But you walk beautifully now.
Yeah, with my special show.
Does he ever.
Hello.
Now that the braces have come off like Forrest Gump.
Don and Mike, hello.
Yes, hello. Buzz, I think you're off the hook on your hospital stays. I think Don has logged more hospital hours than you have.
I think Buzz would fall into the category of biggest health problems, though, wouldn't you say?
Well, I nearly died.
Buzz really nearly died.
Don, he said he's went in the hospital a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
I think you've lost your voice. That I don't think is completely back yet.
Oh, really? And you're a doctor?
I can hear.
You can hear what? I can tell you something. Listen.
I've heard your old best of tapes, and I...
Oh, get out of here. You know, this is what I'm not going to take, is some head calling in saying, there is absolutely nothing wrong with my voice. If you think there's a difference between now and...
Before.
10 years ago, or whenever the tape is that you're listening to, I say, listen to a tape of anybody's voice.
Yeah.
No, a couple years ago.
Hey!
You had your throat...
Do you think there's anything wrong with my voice, you incredible dickwad?
It's louder and a little bit rougher now.
And so is your wife's...
Yeah, and the point is that if you could listen to all four, everybody in this room, mm-hmm. all four of our voices, and, you know, that's time.
Yeah.
That's what happens with time.
and
we're, you know...
Mike had a problem with his voice recently as well.
I did not.
You did.
I'm kidding.
You did.
I'm joking. Yeah, I did. Yeah. And I still do occasionally. Depends on the night before.
So anyway, get off my telephone.
It doesn't sound like your voice.
Go away. Yeah,
give
stop it.
Up. It. Before.
Stop
before
it.
Your throat.
Give
stop
it up, man.
Give it up, sir.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Okay.
Don't be a...
Okay, because you're so right. You want to make a bet now who's going to live longer, me or you? How old are you?
39.
39. I'll be 45 this year.
I'd like to put money on that bet because I know what's going to happen. This guy's going to be put on a merry-go-round, and we're going to feed him three bottles of gin.
Okay, everybody, place bets now. Who lives longer, me or him?
Place your bets now!
Don.
Quick.
I bet on me, Mike. Oh, F you, Mike.
No, I'm just having fun. You know, wow. I mean, it's not any fun if we all say the same thing.
Don, no, I still say. Believe your voice.
Shut up. I don't like you anymore.
You know what?
You're taking a really friendly time on the show, and you're being a...
So you're very concerned about my...
I'm being serious.
No, you're being a troublemaker.
You're very concerned about my voice. I'm very concerned about the fact that you're very concerned about my voice.
Well, you care.
So you, it has come back 100%?
Yes.
According to you?
Yes, and according to a doctor who I went to see 2 years ago when I did, tragically, lose my voice for a couple of weeks.
And you know, when you do what we do for a living... That is an occupational hazard. It happens to people on the radio. It happens to people that perform for a living, that sing for a living.
Yeah.
It happens to movie actors. It happens to TV actors. It happens to anybody that uses their voice on a regular basis to communicate.
But yes, I would say my voice is back 100%. I have no problem with volume.
It doesn't happen to people like you who use their voice just occasionally to needle people and be just a thorn in the side.
This is a whole, this whole thing, this whole conversation is about accidents that I've had.
Now I feel so totally guilty
right now,
for
no.
even bringing it up so a like this could call in and upset the apple cart.
The biggest accident that I've ever had in my entire life was taking this telephone call.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree with that.
Oh,
there you go. Now you know. You know, I'm not going to let you be heard.
Sorry.
Sir. I'm not going to let you be heard.
Because of you.
I don't like you.
My disc jockey insurance is going to go up now because of you.
You'll recover.
La, 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 la.
Hey, you know what? Your voice doesn't sound as good as it did at the beginning of this call.
I noticed that.
Has anybody noticed that? It might be the strain of
hey,
being
how
on the radio.
This? Why don't you try to just say something decent, sir? We'll give you one chance to try to say something decent, okay?
Okay, I'm sorry that I...
they all do.
You lost.
They hello. All fall for that.
Hello, yeah. John and Mike show. Hello?
Yeah. Hey, I was wondering if anybody's taking bets that Don gets in an accident on the way home tonight.
I say he won't.
Only if I run over one of you guys.
you're going to jinx yourself talking about it.
Will that be an accident?
Oh, yeah, no, Buzz, that'll be manslaughter.
That'll be like that video game I have, The Getaway, where if you have to get from, like, the police station to where the gang's hanging out, you just mow down pedestrians.
Oh, well.
Hey, Don and Mike, hello. Last call.
Hey, Don.
Hi.
Hey, last year you were in traffic court. You were late for a show. You were,
And I was victorious!
Did you get a PBJ?
What's a PBJ?
A peanut butter and jelly?
Exactly. Probation before judgment. Means no points. They put you on like a little step docket for a year if you don't...
Negative.
Mm-mm. Didn't even get that.
Negative. Totally
you
free.
Got totally off, huh?
Yes.
All right. Eject.
Well, no, you got to say your mom's a whore.
Why is it like at the end of these discussions, when whether we're talking about Don or talking about me, it's always the guys that are late to the party that go, hey, I want to play.
Yeah. What about with, you know, and I would just wish this is on any of you callers. Do a show, talk in front of millions of people about every detail of your life, and then when you're having your balls busted, and I'm all for that because I bust balls, but then if people call in with details, you know, and it's subjective. Is my voice as great now as it was then? I don't know, but I've been to a doctor, and the doctor tells me it's fine.
You know, it's like everybody's sitting on a deck in the backyard, and there's that one relative that just wants to say something at the very end and say they're arguing about who's had the most illnesses. Hey, you got a cold, you had a cold, and then the one relative comes in. Yeah, but what about that time last month when they told you you had cancer? And everybody gets quiet and goes, well, we were just having a lighthearted discussion.
Just try walking a mile in our shoes. Yeah. That's all I'm saying. It's very easy to hide behind a telephone, son. Hello, Don and Mike.
Our offices are at 10800 Main
Street.
Hi there.
Hey, this is Ethan from Clifton.
Yeah, thank you, Ethan.
Hey, I was just wondering, Don, how many cherry pies did you have in the hospital?
Wake me up and feed me a cherry pie.
I don't think I'm the king of the hospital stays here.
No, I think we...
maybe when I was a kid.
If we're moving into that, I think that would be Buzz first, Mike second, Don third on that one.
Well, probably. Maybe not if you count on myself when I was a kid, but as an adult, absolutely.
As an adult, yeah.
Anyway, Don, go pack.
Right, thanks.
And I always like to... Remember when we would occasionally run the segment of Mike in the hospital.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? And incidentally, can I just put a request in? I know you pick out the best
segments.
Oh, you
know what? No, I don't anymore.
Do you know how many times? I mean, it happened twice.
Talk.
For some reason, there were always my hospital stay would always be on Best Of.
Talk to Charles Broyhill.
It's a good bit. You know, I came back from one vacation and somebody said, you're out.
Yeah.
And I said, what?
I get that too.
You were in the hospital. I was terribly worried. I said, it was tape.
Talk to Broyhill. I don't pick him anymore. He does. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don, what about the time the security guard slammed the car door on your finger and made you say the F word on the air?
Now, would that be an accident or would that be somebody else doing something?
Well, accident prone.
An accident, really, but an accident. We've already covered that, so
okay, now,
this guy's just piling on.
Now you're just magnifying hairs under, you know, I mean,
splitting
hairs. Hello, too. Don and Mike.
Don, I wanted to ask, if I did walk a mile in your shoes, would I accidentally maybe get toe fungus?
Now, toe fungus doesn't count.
Not an accident.
And do you want to see my feet? Do you want to see how beautiful my feet are looking?
I think Frida has said they are looking absolutely fantastic.
Didn't you have the best beach summer with your feet that you've ever had?
Yes, thank you.
And toe fungus would not be accident. That's not an accident.
No. It's God's accident. It's God's revenge. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hey, don't mean to bust your balls a little bit, but your voice definitely does sound a little bit different.
You know, now this is the guy that's the Piler Honor,
yeah.
Who enjoyed the tension of that segment, the last call.
And your voice has not changed at all over the years.
No, I'm not even comparing a couple of years ago. I'm comparing to if you listen to a tape right before you lost your voice.
Exactly when would that be? When
you got a little frog in your throat.
When was that I lost my voice? When was that?
That was about a month ago.
Yeah, right. Okay, I think he's damaged.
Okay, there you go, ladies and gentlemen.
The witness may step down.
Point proven.
My voice is rougher since when I lost my voice, and I think that happens. And, come on. I mean, it's our voices, man. I mean, let's talk about accidents, but get off the voice thing, okay?
Character.
No, the voice thing, I know how you feel. It makes me feel hinky when people talk about that with me, too.
You.
This is like our thing here, okay? Voices, not subject to discussion.
Mike,
anymore.
Let me just say something. Till Tuesday once said this. Voice is carry.
Freaks me out.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Do you know every morning, hold on a second, sir. Every morning when I wake up, really?
Yeah.
As soon as I open my eyes, the first thing I do is I go, hello, hello, hello. Hello.
So do I.
Hello.
I go, WLS.
I mean, you know, it's a scary, very serious thing when you do this for a living.
Yeah, hello.
You guys remember when Don was a kid, when he was 4 years old, and he fell down a well in his backyard? You know, it made the national news.
Yeah. A big story. I covered that.
Yeah, that's when I was under the name Jessica. Don and Mike. Hello? Hello? Okay.
God, their voice is gone.
Goodbye. Voice. Yeah. How you doing, Charlie?
I'm fine, Don.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
His voice.
Hello?
Hey, was this me?
See, right there, that's...
Disqualification.
Immediate disqualification. I'm not going to take a call from a guy that says on the screen, I'm in denial. I'm not going to take a call from a guy who says, I'm in denial, when you've been on hold for 26 minutes, and the first thing you say is it me?
I didn't hear the clicker, though.
Well, you're a moron. Well, you are a moron.
You're in denial. You are in denial that you didn't hear the click.
Except the fact that you are a moron.
I'm an absolute retard, without a doubt.
All right. Thank you. Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
That's why I said Don and Mike.
Both your voices sound different since Jew to Jew.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
That must be... because someone's punishing us.
That's a good thing, I would think, on Jew to Jew.
Perhaps the Lord is affecting our voices because we're doing an impression of the chosen people.
Our voices, my toes, my hands.
My raccoon eyes. Thank you.
I said that to you one time. One time I said you had raccoon eyes.
And I would be lying if I didn't say it... It still lingers today.
As does the drowning incident.
I understand.
Michael, the attorney, Goodman.
I have to get off early this evening so I can go climb on people's garbage cans. And, of course, you can see me crossing the road occasionally and dodging possums.
And, of course, I will be out tonight drinking various sundry over-the-counter dishwashing things. What is it I'm looking for here?
Drano?
Drano.
Yes.
Comet.
Yes,
trying desperately to improve your voice.
To ruin my voice.
And as I try to bleach from underneath both of my eyes. My raccoon eyes.
Okay, that was a joke.
I understand that. No, that day was particularly true. I immediately scurried down the hallway and looked in the mirror.
Why is it I apologize to you, but you never apologize to me?
I'm very sorry.
For what?
I don't know.
Okay. Got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Everything he sees.
Quarter after 7, WPGC Channel Time with Brad Barmore. Out at Heinz Shoes, it's summer sale time, you know, and the savings are tremendous. At all Heinz Shoe stores, Washington, Virginia, and Maryland even.
WPGC Weather Marker.
Well, what a day. Cloudy skies this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon, with highs to around 80. Partly cloudy tonight and tomorrow, down to 65 tonight. Highs tomorrow around 80. The degrees, check them out at 67 on the Morning Mayor Show. The weather wardrobe is sticky and messy as it is. Bathing suits and galoshes. Smokey and the Mackerels there, Abraham, Martin, and John. It's 7:23 from WPGC, and I refuse to go a step farther here without saying happy birthday to Peggy Jackson over in Fairfax.
WPGC, happy birthday.
Little Tuesday, huh? Cloudy skies, muggy, wet, sticky, the whole mess out there. Cloudy this morning, some drizzle becoming partly cloudy later on today with highs around 80. 67 WPGC, good guy degrees outside here now.
WPGC,
Good Guys Radio. Ah, yes, heavenly music from the Angels. Remember, we used to say that back in 1963. Good Guy Gold with Harv Moore, 7:31 in the morning at WPGC number one.
WPGC.
You have to be at work at 8. You have 23 minutes to get there. Drive carefully, though. Nostalgic or what? How many remember that one? Yes. Talk to me. Sunny and the sun glows at 19 after 7 at WPGC. Number one, this is the boy next door, Harv Moore. You know, we're always talking about Mike Cohen, one of our account executives here at WPGC. Just walked in here this morning. Bandages all over your face. What happened to your face this morning? Anyway, what happened?
I had my nose fixed.
What'd they do to your nose? Anyway,
they put it between my eyes.
WPGC. Harv Moore.
Hey, this is one of those stay-in-bed type days, I know, but you better get going here. It's 20 after 7 o'clock already. Don't forget your umbrella. Cloudy skies, a little drizzle this morning. Becoming partly cloudy later on this afternoon with highs to around 80. The degrees are 67 out there right now. Senators won yesterday. We'll fly to Credit Chatter with Boy Next Door, Harford, WPGC, number 7:04 in the morning. A Tuesday grab of records here. 8 days into July already, you know. You know, we're talking about the Senators won last night, beat the Indians, right, by a score of 7-2. Frank Howard got two home runs. Mike Epstein got one. Little Jim French got a triple, a double, and one of the fans jumped out on the field last night and kissed Jim French right on the field. That's right, it was in the paper this morning. Was I embarrassed when I found out it was Spike that did it?
I'm going to break your neck, you little brat.
Tequila! Hey, I got dust all over me digging that one out for you this morning. How many remember that one by the Champs way, way back in the Hall of Fame? So this is the Brad Harmore. Hey, I'm a liking that record. You like that one, Prado? That's a good record. Now, Fifth Dimension, you're wondering whatever happened to Neil Sedaka. He wrote that song there. Fifth Dimension singing it for you. Quarter after 7, WPGC Jam Time with Brad Harmore.
Boss Radio, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, la la la, the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, it's funny when dude says that. It's the best of Don and Mike on great radio stations all across the Westwood One.
Whatever gets you through the night.
Broadcasting system. It's about the time of the show. If it was a normal show, we'd be going to news with Buzz. So it's altogether fitting. We do a Buzz segment here, but not Buzz per se. Let's meet Buzz's stepmom, Phyllis. It's the best of Don and Mike.
It's time to meet little Kansas sensibility here.
Buzz's stepmom.
Is Buzz's microphone turned on?
Oh, sorry, Buzz.
Here,
might be
here we go.
Her right. name is Phyllis.
Yes.
Let's
correct.
Give Phyllis a call. She is aware that we're going to be calling her.
Is she excited about coming on the show, Buzz?
I haven't spoken to her since this decision was made, so I don't know. It'll be news to all of us.
We
Well, she agreed to come on the air, right?
Wonderful.
Lisa called her.
As far as I know, yes.
Now, this is your stepmom, right?
Stepmom, wonderful,
how long
lovely
has she been
lady.
In your life? How many years? Now?
Like 20, 25 years.
25
now.
Years.
Yeah.
Hold on. 316. Okay. I want to give out that number on the air.
I think 20.
20 years?
Yeah.
So she's been in your life since your early 40s.
Exactly.
Very good.
Hello?
Hi, Phyllis.
Yes?
Hi, this is Don and Mike, and we're on the air.
Hello,
with
Phyllis.
With your wonderful stepson, Buzz.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Everybody should be hip to the fact,
right.
You know this, that my real name is not Don. My real name is Mike.
Right.
My real name is actually Horace.
And Buzz's real name is actually Mike as well.
Mike. Yes.
I'm aware of some of those things.
If we wanted to be nutty, it'd be the Mike and Mike show with Mike on news, but
right.
We're not that nutty.
Yeah,
and that wouldn't work.
No, not a bit.
So, Phyllis, we've never spoken to you on the air before. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, Mike.
We have so many questions. You know, people are going to be confused.
Yeah.
This is like when I'm with my family somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever Buzz's mom says Mike, she's referring to Buzz.
Yes.
Was that Dad picking up the phone there, perhaps?
Might have been.
Yeah, probably was.
Growing up, what is the worst thing that, since you were involved in his life the last 20 years?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, that's really the question I'd have to ask, like, when he's a little kid. I was going to ask.
I was
right
already
now,
a grown up. Yes.
He was already grown up, so I guess they would, Phyllis would form her impression on Buzz based on family gatherings.
I was already married. I've been married longer than my dad has now.
What do you
really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
What do you think of what your stepson does for a living?
I admire him. I think he does just what he's supposed to be doing in life.
Well,
that's
wow.
Very, very sweet.
Does he ever say bad stuff about us?
Oh, yeah.
Constantly.
I like Phyllis already.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't. But he does talk about a lot about what goes on.
Mm-hmm. Now, Buzz, I'm going to be very gentle with your mom because I
appreciate
love moms.
Yes,
and we don't
want
to do anything that would offend. But Phyllis?
Mm.
You know he's a pothead, right?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. The whole family is, really.
She cleans the bong. You know?
Did you say your mom cleans the bong?
No, I'm just kidding, of course.
How is he as a son? Is Buzz a good son?
Is he a good son? He's the best stepson anybody could ever want, and I'm sure the best son. If I know that his dad would say that.
Mm-hmm.
He's wonderful.
What's the most, since you've been in the family, what's the most exciting thing that's ever happened at a family gathering?
Oh, my. Oh, dear.
Or has there ever been anything really?
Involving Buzz.
Talking about Kansas here.
Yeah.
Involving Buzz, what's the most exciting thing?
Oh, gee.
Was it
that you can answer nothing.
Was it the time that you made him biscuits?
You remember that.
It could have been a time when he said he loved fried eggs, but he didn't want them with lace curtains around them.
Yeah, I don't like the lace curtains.
You know what that means?
What are the lace? You mean like they have like the crackling?
My dad actually coined this. When it has the brown, crackly edge around
right.
it that's just inedible, that's a lace curtain. I don't eat that.
That would be the most outlet, the most outrageous
wild.
Thing, the wildest thing.
Outrageous.
Look out.
Yeah, really, really outrageous. Yeah, but it was probably when I was trying to make an impression on him because I had only just met him.
So you made fried eggs with lace curtains?
I did. I made fried eggs with lace curtains.
It's been trouble ever since.
But he went ahead and accepted me anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you something about him that I'm sure you know, and maybe you can elaborate on this, that I've known him the longest out of all the guys that I've worked with on the show,
mm-hmm.
and I worked with him back in Chicago over 20 years ago, and we had a brief spot there where I didn't work with Buzz for a couple
right,
of years
right.
and brought him on this show. But even in the time in between, we'd worked together for like 4 years and we didn't work together. Then we worked together for another, 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
In that time in between,
mm-hmm.
he would always be the one, not me, that would always send a birthday card,
mm-hmm.
send a Christmas card, send a birthday card to my kid who he had never met.
Now, do you get cards on birthdays and holidays? Is he as thoughtful with the family as he is with the staff here? Because we all get cards. And
all the time.
My kids get cards, and, it's terrific.
He's great about it. He does only one thing.
What's that?
Oh, you just love to hear this.
All right, good.
Okay, well, he sends these great gifts. They do. I mean, Marcia, Mike and Marcia do.
Yeah, right.
And in my family, we always, as soon as I opened the mailbox and there was this gift, I rushed inside and opened it up, and boy, I just went on and on. Well, he won't let me open them until actual the day. If it's Christmas, it can't be until Christmas morning.
That's
if
right.
it's my birthday, it can't be that until good birthday. So I have two packages right now on the table, Mike.
Oh, good. They got there.
They got here, and I want to know whether I can open those early.
Well, since you're going to be out of town, I'll give you a special dispensation. You can open them early.
Are they for her birthday?
Well, one for her birthday, which is Friday, Mother's Day on Sunday.
Well, listen.
Would you like her to open them right now on the show?
Live crazy. Open one right now, Phyllis.
Which one would you like to open up, the birthday or the Mother's Day?
Let's do, my birthday's first.
Yes, all right. Open up your birthday gift.
Okay.
Let's see what it is.
No, I'm not going to be embarrassed or anything like
no,
that.
No, I think
you didn't take your mom PJs, did you?
It's not a pajamagram.
No. Erotic PJs?
No, that's next year.
Ah, you're listening in Kansas.
Gotcha.
Yeah, well...
Dad probably turned up the radio.
On the radio.
You've got everything right, Mike.
All right, open it up.
Okay, I am.
Does it say Victoria's Secret on it?
It doesn't yet, but I'm still in the brown paper cycle.
Yeah, all right, very good.
It takes a little while, and boy, do they have this wrapped up good.
He's kind of meticulous like that, isn't he?
Kind of.
Send packages in a plain brown wrapper.
Father.
Inside
Viagra.
A gift wrap package. Am I a little nervous?
Yeah. Does he tell you that he loves you?
Every time we talk.
That's wonderful. That's true.
Let's hear you do it now, Buzz.
I love you, Phyllis.
I love you too, Mike.
You're a great stepmom, and I appreciate all the time we've spent together.
So do I. I look forward to it. And I'm already making plans.
I'm not feeling the love.
No.
I'm kidding. That's just a joke. I'm making a joke.
It's purple paper.
Uh-huh.
And I'm working at it.
You know. Folks, you're hearing a real-life moment right now.
Yeah.
Buzz's stepmom is opening Buzz's birthday gift.
It's a normal T-shirt.
To her right now.
Yeah, something soft inside.
Ah, soft.
Well.
Soft and edible?
It's foam.
It's foam. It's foam rubber?
My favorite foods.
It's your favorite. Are you a chocoholic? Is it a box of chocolates?
It is. And it's Godiva. Mm-mm.
All right, way to go, Donald Trump.
There you go. There's more.
It's not for the Godiva
people. I was going to say, wow, you really worked overtime on that one.
Yeah. No, that's
how much
just
time did you spend in the mall getting that gift?
What else is there, Phyllis?
Thanks very much.
When you know what somebody likes.
Right.
Yeah.
You did a good job. Did Marcia help you?
Yes,
are they
did.
Chocolate pajamas?
No, chocolate.
No, they aren't chocolate pajamas.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, Buzz, why would you want your mom to leave that sitting around for 2 days anyway? You know, it's perishable. Let her open them immediately.
Well, it's air conditioned in the house. The chocolates aren't going to melt.
Yeah, in Wichita, we have electricity now.
Yeah.
And tornadoes.
Yes.
Yeah. Well.
Hey, Phyllis, here's a Kansas question. What's the biggest twister you've ever been involved with?
Never have.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
That's amazing.
What's the best thing about Buzz?
What's the best thing?
Yeah.
Let's see. He livens up a party.
That's wonderful.
That
really?
Yeah. Wait a minute. Are we talking about the same guy?
That's how they know me here.
He's been to a lot of our parties, and I have to say, well, he's always a welcome guest.
Uh-huh.
We wouldn't exactly use that term.
No, nor would I.
But we have a different kind of a party. Like, we make homemade ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? What flavor?
Well, there's only one.
Yeah.
Hot.
No, vanilla, silly.
Have you,
There's only one vanilla. That doesn't surprise me at all. I hesitate to ask this question, but I feel it's necessary since we asked in the positive. What is the one thing you would change about Buzz?
Yeah, be honest.
Yeah, not...
What is the one physical characteristic? No. What is the one thing?
He has a wonderful physique. We don't
he
has wonderful hair.
You often think about
that? He does have wonderful hair.
Yeah.
He is dreamy, I'll give you that.
Rob, I don't think she'd change.
I need to hear that.
Do you think he's too old for to be your stepson? Yeah, Rob held that one up.
I think I'm too old, but
right.
No, not at all. No.
So did we ever get to what
have you ever think? Though in a Calgon moment when you've been surrounded by bath oil beads?
Easy.
What did you say?
I was just wondering if you.
No.
You know, Buzz, it's not the pajamagram commercials.
What would you change about me if you
there
could,
you go.
Phyllis?
That's the question. Yeah. What would you change about Buzz if you could change anything?
You worry a lot.
Yeah, that's true. I'm the king of worry.
You're a warrior?
Yeah. Not all bad.
Yeah. And rightly so, Phyllis. I mean, I'm not telling you anything. He doesn't tell you all the time. His job is hanging by a thread.
Yeah.
He has a one-day contract.
Things are really not going that well.
Well, then I can see why he does.
Well, you know, see, and that's why he shouldn't worry that he has the longest tenure of anybody on the show.
That's a good answer, though. He worries too much.
Yeah. He does worry too much.
That is good.
He needs to kick back a little bit.
Mm-hmm. A little bit, relax.
What is Buzz's favorite food?
At this house?
Yeah, at your house.
Well, he doesn't like fresh fruits very much.
No.
Really? You know, I'm surprised at that.
Chocolate cake. I don't make a lot of fancy food.
Well, I like simple
foods.
In Kansas,
we have things like broiled steaks.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
And the basics. It's the comfort food.
That'd be the favorite steak, I think.
I want to tell you something that I've noticed about your son.
Mm-hmm.
And I recently, my wife and I had the pleasure of having Buzz and Marcia come down and spend a weekend with us down at the beach. And I've noticed something, and I'm going to bring this up, that he's doing it today, and I'm worried about him. Mm-hmm. Let me give you a two-part build-up to this, Phyllis. When we were in New Orleans for the basketball games,
mm-hmm.
he spent a lot of time in the voodoo shops.
Oh, yeah.
And also I noticed that all he wears now is black clothes
mm-hmm.
all the time. Even today, he has on a black T-shirt. Do you have on black
shorts? It's gray. It's a gray sweater today.
But do you have
I know where you're going with this.
But do you have on black shorts?
No, jeans and black socks. But normally, I wear a black shirt, yeah.
And he'll wear black shorts and black socks. And I'm concerned that he's gone to the other side.
Is there any evidence, Phyllis, in the house when he's there that Buzz worships the devil?
There isn't, but I'll be looking for it.
All right,
good.
Has he ever done anything, you know, are there any maybe neighborhood pets that have gone missing or anything unusual? Have you ever, you know, found something in the backyard that maybe shouldn't be there? Any unusual configurations of pebbles or rocks?
No, I wish I could help you on that. Mm-hmm. You'll probably have to do that on your own.
And you know what I'm thinking about him, and he's a great guy, and he's a wonderful son. Mm-hmm. And I'm worried now about the fact that he worries.
Right.
I think if only there was some substance, some herbal remedy that could help.
Something to relax me.
Help your son relax. Yeah.
Does green tea do anything?
I think Buzz makes his own variety of green tea.
Yeah, I'll try that.
I think so. Well, Phyllis, it has been wonderful having you on the show.
You are so nice to put up with us,
yeah.
And you're very, very, you're a good sport, and we appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Phyllis. I love you. Happy birthday and happy Mother's Day, and have a safe trip.
I will. Thank you. You have a great weekend, and love you. Love you very much, Mike.
Love you. We're going to Iceland, you know.
I know it.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Buzz,
huh?
Hey, Buzz, before we let your mom off the phone.
Uh-huh.
You were that close to a clean getaway.
Yeah, I know.
No, I'm not going to go where you think.
This is always when it gets tough.
Yeah, I know.
You,
Rob, step back.
No. I'll tell you exactly what. Rob just wrote down a question, and it's not what I was gonna. What I'm gonna end up with.
Uh-huh.
He was wondering after Buzz relaxes.
Uh-huh.
Is that when he eats all the chocolate cake after
yes.
he relaxes?
After I relax, yes, I go for the cake.
All right.
Listen, Buzz, I think you would agree that this has gone very well.
It has.
With your stepmom.
Yeah.
I hope we haven't stepped over any boundaries.
No.
Then
we've just been having a little fun.
Yeah.
Then would you mind if all I did was just had him say hello, if Tom Gavin just said hi?
No, absolutely. I think Phyllis would like to say hi to Tom Gavin.
Very good.
Hey, Tom.
Hey. Hey, guys.
You're on with Buzz's mom.
How you doing?
This is Phyllis. Tom, say hi to Phyllis. Phyllis, say hi to Tom.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hi, Tom.
How you doing?
Okay, I'm going to end it right there.
Okay, that's probably good.
I'm going to end it right there. I just wanted the dynamic there together.
Well, she hears Tom all the time on the show. Phyllis listens to the show quite a bit, actually.
Oh, she listens, so she knows Tom.
Oh, so you're not like Buzz's dad. You don't hate the show.
who said that Buzz's dad hated the show?
Nobody. No.
He did.
No.
I think your dad has told us before.
My dad hated the show before he passed away.
There are parts of the show that neither one of them like. I would say there are more parts that my dad doesn't like than would concern Phyllis. But, you know, they both pick and choose the parts they listen to.
Oh, well, then you're cool, Phyllis. Yeah.
So she's hip.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. That's my favorite quality about her.
Very good.
Can always turn the volume down.
There you go. Hey. Yeah. You know, advice that everybody in our listening audience should take.
That's
once
right.
in a while.
You have a lot of listeners in Wichita.
Yeah.
I know we do.
We do very well in Wichita.
Phyllis, the show's a lot funnier if you relax.
Oh, God.
Well, I keep getting it. I'm worried about Buzz worrying.
Yeah, right.
Now, I'm worried about him worrying, and I can't relax.
Well, both of you just stop worrying, and you don't even think about that.
Don't worry. I'm past that, Mike. Yeah. I'm coming up on the six-year anniversary of
You used to be good at relaxing.
I'm coming up on the six-year anniversary of not worrying anymore.
Congratulations. That is terrific.
Yeah. All right, Phil, it's been nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you.
Thank you, Phil. Great, great Mother's Day.
Thank you. I will.
Thank you.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And Buzz, thank you for filling in at a pinch there with your
Phyllis Burbank, ladies and gentlemen.
That went well.
Yeah.
She's a great lady. She really is.
And she sounds nice.
Yeah.
We'll have some real fun tomorrow when we meet Joe's mom.
She sounded unflappable.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much true. She really does enjoy this show.
And if you stop for just one moment, consider the fact that I never brought up the fact that you are a swinger.
A swinger, and that was the area that we weren't. Yeah. It was either going to be the marijuana or the swinging.
You know, you talked to my dad about that.
Yeah. But I appreciate you throwing in the part about voodoo.
Well,
and his worshipping of the occult.
Uh-huh. He did. We were in New Orleans, and one day, I don't know where, you were off somewhere, and,
right.
And Charlie Lee, and I was with Rob, and then I'm by myself, and I said, well, you know what, I'm going to call my friend Buzz.
Right.
I couldn't get a hold of him. I saw him later that day. I said, hey, dude, I was looking for you, wanted to hang out with you. He said, I was at the voodoo shop.
Let me ask you this. Have things been going well?
Yeah, they have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well,
You know.
No, not really.
Maybe did you bring any of your stuff up to Philadelphia?
All right.
No.
All right.
Okay. Thank you, Buzz. Thank you, Buzz. A pleasure meeting your stepmom, Phyllis.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm glad you enjoyed them, sir, but no, I'm afraid they are not real radio personalities.
The Don and Mike Show.
Let them give ye a comedy facial. Don and Mike.
Who loves you, baby? It's the best of Don and Mike, Thursday edition. Bonus shout out to Travis Edlin up in the dump room. Hey, man. How you doing, T.E.? Let's move on to the best of Don and Mike. Her name is Jill Dane. She's a psychic. As a matter of fact, she knew we were going to play this segment. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Here is Jill the psychic. Jill, how do you pronounce your last name, Jill?
Jill Dane.
Jill Dane.
All right, Ms. Don, nice to have you on the show.
Jill DeHaan is a psychic in Fort Lauderdale.
I'm a world-renowned psychic.
By Miami. And listen to what Ms. DeHaan has to say. She predicts that Bush will be elected in November.
Hmm.
Correct.
And not only that.
A scary prediction as well.
He will give her a new position in his cabinet. Secretary of Foresight.
Now, come on.
Well, I've been predicting for the world since I was 6 years old. I've been written in newspapers, and I've been on radio and TV since I was 6 years old.
Have you really?
And I got put in Ripley's for a Washington prediction. When I was 13 years old, I predicted the Muslim attack in Washington, D.C.
You know, I'm not even muting the mic.
Wow.
I'm just saying this
in 1977.
While she's talking, I'm doing this. What was that, ma'am?
And back in 1977, I was 13, and I predicted the Muslim attack in Washington, D.C.
Wow.
To the time, to the date, in Tampa radio. I got flown out to Tampa to do a radio show, and I predicted, and that put me in Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Wow.
Now, how do you do your predicting?
I'm a clairvoyant.
you see the fact, because it says here, and this scares me a little bit. Hold on a second. I see here that you say we're going to go to war with Korea.
Correct.
Now, hold on. Here's something I'd like I'd like some real verification on.
It says you
predicted the terrorist attacks in Spain.
Uh-huh.
When did you predict them, and exactly how did you predict them?
I predicted it over a year ago. I predicted in the newspaper in Florida. I said that we were going to go. There was going to be a bombing in Europe. Do not go to Europe in March and April. I see bombing in trains in Spain and in London.
Trains in Spain? Are they mainly in the planes?
You said April?
I said March and April.
March and April. Wow.
March and April.
Do you have that documented?
It's documented. And also on NBC television, I was on there November 25th. And I predicted they find Saddam Hussein by Christmas. And I also mentioned as well on NBC that about not going to Europe around March or April because I saw bombings there as well.
And exactly, when you were on NBC, what program were you on NBC?
I was on the Rick Sanchez Show.
Right. And what NBC network is that on? They can't be on the real NBC.
It's on NBC.
Is it on the CNBC or the MSNBC?
No, it's on NBC television.
Is it a local show?
It's Rick Sanchez is local. He used to be on MSNBC.
Gotcha. All right. So
he's on MSNBC.
What about this Secretary of Foresight? You're kidding when you say that, right?
Well, I've been predicting about the world for a long time. All my predictions, like I predicted that we were going to go to war with Iraq in March, and I predicted that 2 years ago.
Yeah,
and we'd like to war.
Do you have any fresh ones?
I should be the Secretary of Foreplay.
Hey, I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just had a client that came to see me 2 days ago, and they were like really upset because she just found out her son is in the Marines, and he's going to be going over to Korea.
So did you tell her that he's not going to make it back? What did you tell her?
No, I would never say that.
So you said we're going to go to war with North Korea sometime in September. That's what you're saying?
They're going to start putting the troops in there.
But hold on. The lady whose son was going to Iraq.
Correct.
Korea. You didn't tell her. Do you think he's going to be okay?
He'll be okay.
He'll be okay.
Now you say you're 98%.
The only thing is Korea has no souls. Remember that. I feel the nuclear weapons are over there.
You have no soul? No.
Koreans have no soul?
Isn't that
Korea,
right? Isn't Seoul, Korea, one of the main towns?
No, I'm talking about in North Korea. They have no souls. Like Iraq, they think they're going to heaven.
Darling.
They're going to marry a million wives.
Oh, right? So you're saying are you saying they won't hesitate to use the bad weapons?
Correct.
Darling, here you go. I have two questions for you to truly test your ability. When did you predict the love affair with Jim Belushi that America seems to be having?
I didn't predict that. I'm known in the 100 top psychics of America.
All right,
known as the number one love psychic.
And here's the question that I can ask you that right now. How will friends end?
Excellent question.
Will Ross marry Rachel? Yes or no, Miss Psychic?
Yes.
Oh, you answer the question. Wow.
Yes.
You say
Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez will get back together.
Oh, now wow. that's impossible.
That's news.
No, it's not.
Really?
Oh. I predicted that. I was in the Star magazine, and I've been predicting marriages. That's why I was just on Lifetime television. They did my life.
Were you on Lifetime?
All the marriages.
Were you on Lifetime?
I was on Lifetime.
Wonderful show.
How about a big celebrity?
They could see that on my website at www.com.
All right. How about a big celebrity breakup?
A big one?
Uh-huh.
A big
one. Halle Berry and her husband.
That's a big one.
I think they've already broken up, though, darling.
No.
Yes, they have. I believe I saw it on Hollywood.
I predicted that back in January, that they were going to break up.
Do you sing? We used to have a lady on the show like 15 years ago that would play the ukulele.
No, I don't sing.
You don't sing?
I'm not a singing psychic.
Let me put you on the spot. Can you predict the next celebrity death?
The next one?
Yeah.
I don't predict deaths. I don't tell people when they're going to die.
Oh, come on, though. If it's a
but
celebrity.
But do you see it?
I'm sorry. There are times where I do see, and you know, I try to prevent it. Where I'll tell them to go see a doctor to prevent it from happening.
And is it scary when that happens?
It's very scary. I had a woman here where I saw something wrong with her heart, and she went right to the doctor, and she had an overlarged heart with fluid around it. She was about to have a heart attack.
Okay.
She thought it was menopause.
The person who I'm going to predict might be dead, let's see if we're on the same wavelength, next to die, he played a colonel in a TV show called MASH. Are you familiar?
No, I'm not.
Did you watch Dragnet?
No, I don't.
Do you know the name Harry Morgan?
No, I'm sorry.
You've never heard of Harry Morgan?
I've never heard of Harry Morgan.
What's wrong with you?
He is our in-studio guest today. You know the guy from MASH?
Don't you remember Colonel Potter?
Yes.
Don't you remember me? I was Colonel Potter on the show.
Harry, this lady's name is Jill Dehaney.
Hi, Jill.
Jill Dehaney.
She is from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And
when am I going to die?
She will not.
No.
Harry, she won't tell you when
I give
die.
Her my permission. When
no,
is
I
Harry
never,
going
I never
to die?
Tell people when they're going to die. You're not supposed to.
How about this? Would you tell Mr. Morgan, and certainly you know him from MASH.
How about the state of my health?
Dragnet. Would you tell him if he picked up the telephone and talked to you off the air?
Absolutely.
Okay. Harry, if you'd like to pick that up, hold on a second. That's, what line is she on, Robbie?
Hello.
No,
are you there?
There you go.
Yes. Hello, I'm not hearing you.
Try the other one. Try the warm line.
Hello, Jill. Hello, I'm not hearing anything.
What happened?
Hold on. Hello.
Oops.
Oh, dear.
I hung up on her.
Call her.
What?
Call her
I can't hear you or the phone.
Hang up, Harry.
What's going on?
Hang up a second.
I'm confused.
You got to call her, but you got to hang up a second.
Rob, why don't you come over and help me with my phone? Huh?
Hey, you know what he's wearing today?
Why don't you come over here? He's wearing a big Redskins pullover.
He's wearing those low riders like you like.
There you are.
Hi, Harry.
How are you been?
Good. Is you?
Good to see you.
Great to see you.
Love that crew cut. Hi, Rob. Rob.
On the phone.
Huh?
She's on the phone.
She's on the phone?
She's on the phone. Oh, you got her now?
No.
Still, I'd like to know if I'll still have my friendship with my boy, Robbie.
The thing, this,
that's what I
when
want.
When this happens, you have eyes meeting, and Rob can't do his
more
work.
More than anything in the world.
Because the eyes are on him, the eyes of Harry are on him.
How are you?
And I know that underneath...
Donuts later?
Harry's hypnotic stare.
There is some homoerotic...
Howdy, Buzz.
Hi, there is some homoerotic behavior on some level between Mike and Rob that I've never really been able to identify during this bit. Oh, here you go.
Hello, Jill.
You hung up on her, remember?
Wait a minute, now she's gone again. I don't have anything on this phone.
Jill, you know what?
What?
You're going to have to take it over here, Harry.
No, can't move. Can't get out of my wheelchair.
Hey, are you going to call her up again?
Yeah.
Well, that's a shame. She'll be upset, don't you know?
God.
I don't know. I pick up the phone and I press it when he tells me to.
She seemed like a pretty crappy psychic as well. I'd like to see documentation of that Spain thing.
I sure would, too.
Hello, Andy?
Hi, Jill. Yeah.
Hey.
I wanted to ask psychic lady how many lotteries she's won.
That's a good question.
Hold on a second. She's going to talk to Harry right now. Here you go. There's the phone, Mr. Morgan.
Hello, Jill. Hello. Hi, Harry Morgan here. How are you? No, I'm talking to you off the air right now, and I'd like to know, what's the state of Harry's health? This is, of course, it's really Harry. It doesn't sound like Harry. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Stick with it. Stick with
How
it.
How are you?
Tell her you're mad that she doesn't...
I'm mad that you're not trusting me. Tell me when I'm going to die.
Tell her...
Don't tell people. How about the state of my health? How many good years do I have? My birthday? I don't remember. I've got a little problem with that.
You can play better than
that. It's actually on September 12th... 1895.
That would make you over 100.
What about my drinking, Jill?
That would make
my drinking, I've had a little problem with alcohol. Could you tell me about that?
Who's talking now?
Yes.
I have to stay with what?
Thanks. Look around, cafe.
Stay with sugar?
Bacardi Limon.
Stay away from sugar, but I like my sweets. I like my cream pies.
Put her back on the...
Hold on, we're going to put you back on the air. Here's Don, the host. He's the DJ. Thank you.
Thanks, Harry.
Thank you.
Hello. I'm confused.
Thank
What's
you, Mr.
going
Morgan.
On? I live on brownies.
Ma'am?
Hello.
So, you were not able to tell Mr. Morgan anything about his private
she
life?
She wouldn't tell me when I was going to die.
I don't tell people when they're going to die.
She told me to stay away from
people.
Sugar, though. Sugar is bad.
Sugar's not good for you.
What about sugar-free mints?
Sugar-free is fine.
Wife tells me I got the death breath.
No, you're not going
to
die.
You have, you claim to have Mrs. Danae. Am I pronouncing that right?
No, my name is Jill Dane.
Jill Dane.
I'm from Spain.
I was on Washington Radio when Sandra Levy was missing.
Ah.
Remember that?
Yes.
No, I do. Of course I do. But
I do.
I told them everything.
I thought her name was Chandra.
Sandra Levy.
It was Chandra with a like a cha cha cha. Chandra Levy.
Chandra.
I work with the police down here in South.
I was wondering while we've got you on, since you can't tell me when I'm going to die.
I don't tell people when they're going to die. A good psychic doesn't tell people.
How about telling me where my socks are? I can't get enough popsicles, and I won't eat sugar-free.
Do you believe that Bush will be reelected and that you will be given a new position in his cabinet?
Yes, I do.
You say you're 98% sure W will be reelected?
98% accurate. I was on... You heard of the Christina Show?
No.
Honey, you keep mentioning all these shows I've got news
for you. You don't have them out there in Washington?
We don't like to talk about other shows.
And darling, I guarantee...
No, it's a television show.
I don't care. You're reaching more people now on this national radio show than you did on...
No, I'm just telling you because when I was on a television show, her name is Christina, I predicted that Clinton was going to win 2 terms and have problems with sexual harassment at the end of 98.
Then how come you're not more famous? How come we've not heard of you?
I am famous.
Are you really?
I am very famous. You're going to see my book coming out.
Who do you have a book deal with?
My book is As One Door Closes, Another Door Opens.
Who do you have the book deal with? Is it Vanity Press or is it a press firm we know?
I don't know if you know a press firm. It's out of Canada.
Canada. I love Canada.
Sure, that's where all the good books are published, up in Canada.
Well, this one is going to be a very good book. It's called As One Door Closes, Another Door Opens.
How many copies do you predict they will eventually use as a kindling?
How many are they going to use?
How many copies of the book do you predict will come back unsold?
I believe none.
None. That's a confident woman. I don't ever cry anymore, not since WW2.
I don't believe none, because it's an excellent book.
An excellent book. Send us a copy.
Who's going to win the NCAA basketball tournament?
Excellent question.
I'm not up with basketball. I predicted the Marlins last time, but I'm not up with basketball.
Oh, yet. Jill, I've got one more question for you.
Okay, this is the right side.
Hold on a second. Will I ever win the Academy Award?
I'm sorry, I don't see that.
Oh, no!
Jill?
I'm sorry.
When will Canada attack the United States?
Canada's not going to attack the United States.
Ever?
No.
We're talking to Jill.
That's not going to happen.
Jill Diney, and she is from...
They could go to my website and look up the predictions, if you like, at www.jilldane.com.
She's a great Dane. She's just not a good Dane. She's a great Dane.
A great Dane!
She's the latest...
Told me to stay away from sweets.
The latest psychic. Carrie, thank you for being on the show.
Thanks, I got to run. Where's my door? Come on now. I don't leave without my door. Bye.
Honey. Hello.
Yeah. Hello.
Oh, yes.
Morgan.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi.
All right. Hi, Don.
Hi there. Hi.
Don and Mike.
Hi, Jill.
How are you?
How are you?
Guys are going to have good weather for that game, though.
You ever use the Magic 8 Ball?
Absolutely.
It's indoor.
You're going to have great weather for that.
I'm looking at your picture right now on the web.
Yes.
Is that airbrushed? You have a pouty look.
No, that's not airbrushed. That's
you have a rather pouty look.
I have a pouty look?
Yes. No, it's that model pouty look that you have.
It's a compliment.
It's rather fetching.
You're pressing your lips. You're pursing. You're doing this thing.
It's very, very attractive.
Look at me. You look like.
Thanks. What do I look like?
You'd be one of those girls that was in the bathroom of The Sopranos on Sunday night, in there with Christopher's girlfriend.
Dolling up, sure.
Yeah. You got that look about you.
Very sexy.
I got a nice look.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sure. We're very happy with your look.
Are you originally from New Jersey?
That's right, New Jersey.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you got the look. You've got it.
Hey, look at that. I'm not even a psychic.
Yeah.
I'm not even a psychic.
That's very good.
You can tell you're
Use
from
your
New Jersey.
Intuition.
So if we go to war, I don't want to wish for war.
No.
I hope we don't call you back and say you were right. I hope you're wrong about that.
I hope I'm wrong.
If you go to her website.
I make predictions. A lot of times I hope I'm wrong, and so far.
Honey, hold on. I'm looking at your website. Hold on just a second.
Go ahead.
The New England Patriots will win the Super Bowl.
Yes.
The Oscar for Best Actress will go to Charlize Theron. Terrorist attacks in Europe, George Bush. Wait, when you say all this, where's the documentation that you made these predictions beyond on your webpage where it just says prediction date?
Because I've been in the newspapers. I was in the Chicago Tribune.
Where's that stuff on the website where it says you said it in print?
That I said it in print?
Yeah.
It's all
Do you have to go to each? Do you have to click on each prediction?
If you go on to the predictions, they're all on the predictions, but I was just written up in December, the Chicago Tribune.
Well, is there a link to that on the website, darling?
One of the Miami Herald ones on there.
Mm-hmm. Great. Which prediction is that?
No, that's the article about me. The Miami.
The article.
I've been written up in over 100.
Darling, you're wonderful. You are Miss New Jersey Turnpike. But
Turnpike?
I mean that as a compliment.
Not a compliment, Turnpike.
if they had a contest to crown the Miss New Jersey Turnpike, you'd be it. I mean, you're aces. You're the Dean's Peanuts. But I'm looking at your list of predictions, and I don't see anywhere where it says, if you don't believe this, click on and read where she has said this to someone of note.
They're loading up my computer now. As you just see, the Lifetime special just got put up there.
Are you questioning her sincerity?
Yeah.
Listen, hello? I've been written up in newspapers since I was 6 years old.
Do you have a prediction
There's a whole bunch of newspaper articles that I've been written up all my predictions.
Do you have a prediction on what the FCC's...
Go to Ripley's, believe it or not. I'm in there as the most amazing teenage psychic in the world.
They got some good museums. I like their museums. Can you tell me something? Do you know what about the FCC? Do you have a prediction on the
FCC
at radio?
Question. Excellent question.
Do you have a prediction on that, ma'am?
What are you talking
about? The FCC. What will be the end result of
clamping down on radio?
On radio?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you aware of that situation?
On the FCC for the radio?
Yeah. Please, hold on. Are you aware of that situation?
No, I'm not. Tell me.
Mm. Hold on. You know, not only... How can you be a psychic and be involved in some way in the radio industry, as I see on your website?
I have a radio show for 5 years.
I mean, you know, the FCC, cracking down on
indecency. I'm not worried about the radio station.
Yeah.
But are you aware of the situation with the FCC and radio, the war
with
that's going on?
With disc jockeys getting fired and that type of thing?
I believe it's going to get better this year. I'm not worried about that at all.
But are you aware of the situation?
No. And I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about it at all, and you guys are going to be on the air for a long time, so I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, I'm not worried about us either, but you're saying...
And you guys are going to be on television radio.
You're really crazy.
No, I'm not.
Television radio? Please explain.
And what is television radio, Jill?
Because I believe that your show is going to get onto a TV show where it's going to be TV radio.
TV radio, really?
Really? Wow. So, I mean, like...
You watch and see.
Yeah, I'll watch
like
that.
The future. And when will this happen, Jill?
Just Next year.
Next year. All right, Joe. Well, we'll have you back next year. I think, in November.
Unfortunately, we'll have her back in September in the event that...
I would love to come back.
If we go to war...
Maybe in Valentine's Day, because I'm known for love.
She's the love psychic. I'm looking
at her. We go to war with North Korea. We have her back on.
Hey, let's welcome her back. Yes, we did go to war with North Korea.
But I see that we're going to.
Yeah. If we go to war with North Korea, and when exactly do you predict this will happen, Joe?
September.
If we go to war with Korea, North or South?
North Korea.
I don't care. I'm just saying North or South.
North or
September.
South.
If it happens in North or South, I will quit the radio show, and I will join the ROTC, and I will go over there, and I will fight for America. Because that's how little faith I have.
Hold up your word then.
Because now you've gone on record on national radio.
Yep.
This is not like one of your local shows. This is a national show.
I'm not on local shows. I do radio all over the world.
Legally binding.
All right, can you predict this? Can you predict when this segment on our show will end?
In matter of...
There you go. Too bad she wasn't able to predict that.
Well, there we have it.
She seemed nice.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah. I mean, go to the website.
No.
Check her out. She looks like one of those girls.
Looks like a Sopranos. Thing.
Standing back there with the big nails on.
How are you?
Like Adriana. Oh, and it's a great moment when the girls got the fur coat on in the bathroom.
Yeah, they're all getting ready.
Adriana gives her that fake hug like, oh, come here.
How are you? Look at the nails.
Come here. You need some of this.
All right, so you heard it. W will be reelected, and we will go to war with North Korea.
Coincidence?
And she will be named Secretary of Foresight.
Of Foresight.
Wow.
All righty then.
Okay, thank you, Jill.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Oh, yeah. You know what I love? I love the fact that when you listen to the Don and Mike show, you're never that far away from a good old carny segment, and that's what Jill Dane is. Well, we're almost through September, and no war yet, so maybe we'll book Jill Dane again and see what she has to say about the fact that we're not at war with Korea. Heh. All right, well, let's look ahead to tomorrow, shall we? What do we have for Friday? Oh, a Friday favorite, Low Budget Jeopardy, a really good one. I'm not supposed to tell, but it's Morgan Freeman. You'll enjoy it. Also, today we talked to Buzz's stepmom. Tomorrow we'll talk to Joe's mom, the lovely Mrs. Hardinger. And also, Cameron Gray sends out a memo that gets Tim McWilliams all fired up. So tune in tomorrow for the best of Don and Mike. Adios. All Peter Zane. Good night. So join us then, won't you? Until then, this is Rob Spiewak saying...
Till we meet again.
Goodbye.
This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
That was backwards. Sammy's supposed to come after the door.